It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
And once again, you've made it to the best part of a Monday, the end of it. Way to go, my friend. I am Lee Matthews. Not only celebrating with you, but I am also going to inform and entertain you over the next few hours and welcome your information and entertainment as well if you want to contribute to Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Yes, I've got some last-minute things I'm putting together as we speak. There's my stapler and my staple. You know that, right? I am my secretary. I am my call screener. I am my producer. And I guarantee you that there is nobody else in talk radio who does that all themselves. But that's why I am a PR professional, okay? Putting my head down, playing through the pain, seeing what's on the other side. Hey, I sure did that this weekend. Had a great time over at the Project Life 5K that our good friends at Oklahoma City Fire Department were putting on. They do this every year. It used to be to raise money for smoke alarms for people who couldn't afford them. Now it's smoke alarms, bike helmets, and a bunch of other stuff that they put together and do. So I wanted to thank them because I had a great time. I had not run in 5K in a long time. I had a twisted ankle back in May, and then I had a bulging disc in my neck right after that, so I really couldn't exert myself. In fact, I probably should not have, but I was able to still make the run, the 5K, in about 33, 34 minutes. So that's about a 10-minute mile, and that's about as good as I get at my age. You know, in my prime, when I was doing like 2 and 3 marathons a year between like 2009 and 2016, I think the best I ever did was 8-minute miles. So I was glad. You know, that's the thing about cardiovascular health. Once you get it, it takes a long time to lose, which is why you should at least cardiovascularly, more so than strength training, cardiovascularly. It's been my experience that get into that as good a shape as you can cardiovascularly, so your heart and your lungs and then the rest of the muscles and your range of motion. As long as you can keep all that, as you age, it gets better. And it's better for your risk of stroke. It's better for your risk of heart attack. It's better for everything. So that's, I was glad to see that. In fact, I don't remember the name of the woman that I ended up pacing with, but she and I kind of ran the whole race together. And she was considerably younger, but I also noticed she had 2 babies with her. Her husband was cheering her on with 2 babies, and I thought, okay, she's trying to probably get back into shape after having 2 babies. Good for her. And so after the race, she came over and gave me a big hug and said, thank you for pacing me. I said, well, you're quite welcome. You paced me. I haven't run since maybe May. And she said, well, you did well. And I knew what she meant. There was a dot, dot, dot after that. For a man your age. But she didn't say it. She looked to be a good 30 years younger than me. So anyway, we had a good time. And I think there were over 522 runners and raised a lot of money for the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Meredith Herman, once again, thank you for all your hospitality. She's the spokesperson for the Oklahoma City Fire Department. Always a sweetheart to work for, and it looks like she's lost weight and didn't have to. Meredith is one of these women that I think she could throw me over her shoulder and haul me down a ladder from a burning building without any problem. At any rate, kudos to the Oklahoma City Fire Department. They're great people to work with. Love them all, and great to do some fundraising over the weekend for them. So what are we going to do today? A lot. I'm going to go over my ballot here in just a minute. I've changed my mind on one of the state questions. I'll tell you which one it is and what it does, because I don't think a lot of people realize what it does. So we'll get into that. Piedmont voting on whether or not to bring data centers to a vote of the people. They better, or something tells me City Hall is going to be burnt to the ground. Trump is trying to keep beef prices down, but the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association doesn't like it. Scott Bissent, our Secretary of State, announced and declared today economic D-Day against Iran. What does that mean, and why haven't we invoked this before? And newly released documents from the lawsuit against State Farm have been released. They really have been pulling some stinking stuff against you and me. It strikes me that they are not in the business of insuring people. They are not in the business of being a good neighbor. They are in the business of making money. But we'll get into that. And it's not just State Farm either. Farmers is involved in this, and so is Allstate. So all that coming up, and your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews, hi there. You are starting us off today. What is your name, and where are you?
Russell from Oklahoma City.
Hello, Russell. Good to hear from you. You called at a great time.
Yes. I have, you said you're going to go over your ballot, so you should have the name.
Uh-huh.
I done forgot the ballot, or done forgot the what he's running for, but he's the candidate that's running for some type of commissioner or something.
Okay, we have three commissioners. We have labor commissioner, insurance commissioner, and county commissioner in some districts.
Okay, well, this is the guy that is a guy,
mm-hmm.
right? And he's something to do with from Arkansas.
Okay. You're talking about the insurance commissioner candidate, Marty Quinn.
Yeah, Marty Quinn.
Yeah.
What's to do with Arkansas? I mean, is he supposed to be a carpetbagger?
No, he owns some property. He owns a weekend house in Arkansas. I own some property in Arkansas, okay? It's not much. I own a boat dock where I keep my boat. All right? Does that mean I'm from Arkansas? Does that mean I'm going to keep Arkansas's interests, or am I going to keep Oklahoma's interests? No, I go there on the weekends. That's where I go on the weekends to enjoy myself. He's not from Arkansas. He just happens to have some property in Arkansas, and I don't begrudge anybody from having any property anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want some clarification.
No, his opponent's trying to make it sound like, oh, he's from Arkansas. No, Marty Quinn was born and raised in Claremore. You know where Claremore is?
Yeah, home of Real Will Rogers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, also the town that the musical Oklahoma is centered around, and also the home of the cemetery with the silliest tombstones in it. And
really?
There's a lot of, there's a cemetery you go through that cemetery and there are the funniest epitaphs on this, like, I told you I was sick, or, or,
wow,
I should have stepped on the gas instead of the brake.
Wow. Well, funny way to go. Anyway. The main question I was telling you, I had, it started out great, but it ended up to being like a hard weekend for me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
At 6 o'clock Saturday, I had an emergency phone call. I had to go pick up my grandkids.
Was it because of the weather?
So starting at 6 o'clock on Saturday, I had to go through six different states to go and pick them up and take them to Missouri. And it was like a day and a half, practically.
Yeah, I imagine.
Of nothing but driving.
I know. Six states. And what'd you have to do? You had to go to...
We had to go... we got off at, like, West,
mm-hmm.
go to Elk City.
Okay.
Elk City North, go through the Panhandle, Texas, the farthest north part of New Mexico.
Yeah.
Up Colorado.
Yeah.
To Culver City.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. You had to go up. You had to go up over there to 20, or I-20, I imagine, up through Raton Pass.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then go to Culver City, Colorado,
and then turn around and head, due east to Missouri.
West. East. Go east on
70.
I think it's I-70. That's a long ass highway. Swear to God.
I've driven that more times than I care to count. And I would rather drive through Wyoming, Montana, New Mexico. I mean, I've driven through all of those. That stretch between Lyman, Colorado, and Russell, Kansas, maybe even Salina, Kansas, is a root canal. A
and there's nothing there.
I know. It's like a root canal. It just goes on and on and on, and you're looking up at the dentist, and you're saying, how much longer is this going to go on?
And that's the point I was going to make. Penis sitters right there. Long I-70. Oh, my God.
What did you see? I'm sorry?
Data centers.
Data centers. Really?
There's nothing there.
There's a lot of wind farms along there. I know that.
Yeah, but other than that, and grass and corn.
I can remember back in the 80s and 90s, there was less there then than there is now. There was barely, you better check your gas gauge in Salina.
Because
you weren't going to see another gas station maybe till Lyman, Colorado. Maybe.
Well, we went from Lyman to Salina and then head back south to Wichita and then head up to Springfield. And that's where we ended up at.
Well, at
and then came back to Oklahoma City.
At least Springfield is a nice town. I like Springfield.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's what I wanted to make a point.
And Springfield to here is not bad. That's not a bad drive.
Yeah, even in Colorado, I thought, are we in Kansas or are we in Colorado?
No, you can't tell. You can't tell.
Yeah. And there's no mountains.
Yeah. And then pretty soon, you look at, what's that cloud bank there in the distance, and you realize those are the mountains. Okay, I must be getting close, but you're still a good 2 hours away. So,
So, I made it back in Oklahoma City at 1 a.m. this morning.
Oh, man, you're like a long-haul trucker, you.
Yeah, tell me. And, let's see. And I had to go to work at 8 o'clock. I just barely made it.
Oh, God bless you. So you must be beat to hell.
Yeah, that's why I didn't work out today. So,
all right.
Anyway, well, hope your weekend was great.
I was batching it all weekend. Lovely wife had to go down to Dallas to see her sister. Her sister is having surgery. So I was kind of cleaning house, I had to go do that fundraiser for the Oklahoma City Fire Department. So I tried to take it easy the rest of the weekend because I ran that race and was worried I was going to pull something or twist something or turn something, which didn't happen, thank goodness. So,
I think the highest gas price that I've seen was $4.09.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the cheapest.
That was the cheapest. Yeah, that was probably your cheapest.
$4.09.
And that was
in Salina, Kansas.
Maybe. I was going to say Salina in Kansas probably. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's, we don't realize it, but there are some refineries in Wichita and in Salina. They have some refineries nearby, so they don't have the transportation costs. They don't have it as good as we do in Oklahoma. They don't have as many refineries as we have in Oklahoma, but that's one of the reasons our gas price is as cheap as it is because we don't have transportation costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'd say the highest that we paid was $4.09. The cheapest was just right before we got to the Missouri line, it was $3.60. So, that was, anyway, nice talking to you.
How'd you get over to Springfield from Wichita?
We went through the back way.
Oh, okay. I'm on the highways, one of the little highways?
Yeah, because we didn't want to go through Oklahoma because.
Well, no, that would have been going out of your way. Yeah, you'd have been going out of your way.
Yeah. So to get to Springfield where there's no major interstate.
Right. No, there's not. There's not. 44 is the interstate in Springfield. There is no other interstate. And then I think Highway 76 in Springfield will take you into Branson if you want to go catch a show.
Well, through the back roads of Missouri, they have something weird like an intersection, a junction of N. That's the junction N, and then double N. That's one of the junctions that's in Missouri on the back road.
Okay, is that to get around trucks?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know what they stand for, but it's an N, the letter, and then one direction is NN.
Well, you know what Missouri is, right? They're the show me state, and that's because that's because none of them can read. So,
yeah. Ooh, burn.
Yes.
Ooh, burn.
And I say that my grandpa was from West Plains, so I know I've not been up to West Plains, but I've been to Springfield and Joplin and been all over there. So,
oh, also in Joplin, there's a place called Uranus.
Yeah.
They sell chocolate fudge.
Yeah. They sure do. All right, Russell, thank you for listening. Make sure to vote tomorrow.
Oh, I will.
Okay. And my picks coming up next on my ballot, which will be a little different from yours, but not much on some of the other issues. It's Lee Matthews on The Drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lovely wife and I were talking about this over the weekend, the cancer vaccine that they have tested to the point where they're about to start using it. It's for melanoma, a type of skin cancer, but it's encouraging because they can use what they've learned from this mRNA vaccine to go to other cancers. It's a wonderful time to be alive and to learn about these kinds of things. It's even more wonderful when you have Medicare that's going to take care of these kinds of things if, God forbid, you are diagnosed. That's why you need to make sure you're signed up properly, and the time to do that is coming up in the next couple of months. I'm Lee Matthews. If you were born in 1961, you're probably getting the phone calls, the emails, the texts, the snail mails, and this is what you need to do. Ignore all that and call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790. 405-848-5790. Make an appointment with them to come out, walk you through the process of signing up for Medicare, and you'll be all fixed up just in time for either needing it or your 1961 birthday, which should be coming up in the next, if it's coming up in the next 3 months, you need to make the call. 405-848-5790, the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom96.9.com and on the Freedom app.
Mike Mazey has a plan. A plan to give $1 billion of your tax money to a foreign Muslim government. You work hard to pay your bills, and Mike Mazey wants to line the pockets of foreigners with your tax dollars. Protect your future. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Mike Mazey. Gettner Drummond's plan puts Oklahoma first. Drummond will give much-needed tax relief to Oklahoma seniors, Oklahoma small businesses, and Oklahoma families. And Gettner Drummond will stop the foreign ownership of land and will ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Gettner Drummond, Oklahoma first, always. On August 25th, vote conservative Republican. Vote Gettner Drummond for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Put Oklahoma First, LLC. 210 North Mustang Mall, number 1018. Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064. 405-764-1606.
Red, White, and Boots. Mustang Western Days 2026. September 11th and 12th. With events and activities for all ages. Kids can enjoy the Stampede Fun Run, Parade, Pet Show, Best Dressed Cowboy and Cowgirl Contest, Art Show, Games and Activities at Wild Horse Park. New this year, the Jelly Ball. Also, the Mustang Roundup Club IPRA Rodeo on both nights on the 11th and 12th. 8 o'clock. And more with the 5K Fun Run, Car Show, Chuck Wagon Roundup, Vendor Booths, Chili Cook-Off, plus live entertainment at Wild Horse Park. It's a weekend of good family entertainment. For more information, visit MustangWesternDays.com.
Mike Mazey has a problem. When Oklahoma needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazey missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazey missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gettner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazey flip-flopped. Sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazey has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazey has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom96.9.com. Freedom's First News.
Hey, y'all, it's Aaron Brillback. We have a big Tuesday ahead of us. It's primary election day, and chances are the winner of the gubernatorial vote will be the next governor of Oklahoma, so a lot on the line. It's a two-way Tuesday. We'll talk about the attacks on your gun rights. Plus, we'll have the news and headlines you may have missed while you slept, and we'll take your calls and your comments. There's a lot going on, and it all starts at 7 a.m. on Tuesday on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom's First News, weekdays 7 to 8 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
It's been 1 week since you looked at
me. We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life. And we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
That's Ellie Taylor. She is a resident of Piedmont, and she is petitioning the city council, who is going to be meeting on that very issue tonight, which is whether or not to allow the data center issue to go before the voters. Something tells me they will. Either that or they'll burn City Hall down. Not that I'm suggesting something. I'm just saying that's how strongly the people of Piedmont feel about this issue on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377. My picks for the upcoming ballot coming up, but right now it's Tim in Yukon. Thank you for hanging on.
Yes, sir. Glocks for everyone. And just wanted to touch briefly as people get ready to go to the polls. Something that I'm not for sure if you're aware of, but as I've been doing some research, it seems that our state superintendent over schools, candidate Mr. Franklin, in one of his previous employers, had a special needs child who was having some problems, and he took it upon himself to control and to, I guess, kind of maintain this special needs child by grabbing a hold of him by his ears and getting right down into his face, trying to, quote-unquote, calm him down, and ended up actually leaving marks on the child. I don't know about you, but I don't care if the kid's special needs or not, but you put hands on my child like that, and we're going to have a visit. And this is not somebody I feel would be great to be representing all of our schools at all.
And Tim, in all fairness, he did confess to it. He didn't hide it. He owned it. He did get in touch with the parents and tell them about it. That said, I agree with you. That was a character, a demonstration of character that that I would question. The only other reason I'm not supporting him is I really want somebody in that position that has been in the classroom, a regular classroom, not a special ed classroom.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I was fixing to say.
Yeah.
And Dr. Taylor, I've actually been lucky enough to spend some time with him. And I tell you what, I don't think I've ever met a nicer guy and somebody that's actually in touch with what's going on in the schools as opposed to somebody that is just trying to be a politician and use another stepping stone like Drummond.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy, Dr. Taylor, is really on his stuff. And I think he is trying to guide our schools back to where they once were.
No, of the Ryan Walters of the world, to me, Dr. Taylor is the closest of the two of those candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're not done yet because then we got to vote in the general. But this is the runoff, and we do have some Republicans that are bumping heads against each other. And that's one of those particular races. So, yes, I've got James Taylor down as the guy that I want to be the superintendent of education. So he will get my mark.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for somebody that doesn't even, you know, not only does he know the experience, but he's actually lived it.
Uh-huh.
He has multiple children of his children that are special needs. And so, once again, just something more.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. About 3 in 4 Canadians say their country ending U.S. trade negotiations was the right call.
That's according to a new poll from the Angus Reid Institute. This after Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney removed his nation's negotiators from trade discussions with the United States just before a new round of tariffs from the Trump administration went into effect. Carney said Canada would implement retaliatory efforts on the U.S. starting September 8th. I'm Michael Kastner.
Two Phoenix police officers have been fired and arrested after an unreported traffic stop in which they allegedly assaulted a man and a woman and used a taser on both. Louis Vasquez Jr. and Antonio Felix face felony charges, including aggravated assault and kidnapping. Police say they failed to activate body cameras or report the August 5th stop.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Two kids and a fiancé were killed in a car crash. The other one was badly injured, and she was in the hospital with what we call an internal decapitation. The top 7 vertebrae are crushed, and they're trying to figure out how to reattach her skull so that she can walk again. Life completely changed. My job when I walk into that type of a setting, because there's nothing my words can say that are going to bring back her children, her fiancé. I can't unwind anything. I also make sure I never say, I understand what you're going through, because I don't. I haven't been through that. I've sat across the table from dozens of distressed, crying parents whose kids have been killed. I understand the impact on them, but I've not felt that myself. So my job is to impart in that moment that at least we will do everything we can to have justice, that what happened to you and your family that you're going through doesn't happen to somebody else. And it's not that money brings anybody back, but sometimes money's the only way that the defendants change their attitude and the way they do business. I can't put a value on lost children, but I can get a number that changes behavior so that what that person's feeling doesn't happen again.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com. Call me at 777-7000.
Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. An Oklahoma City man was killed in a wrong-way crash Friday night in Canadian County. Skyler Burdett was driving westbound in the eastbound lanes of I-40 near Cimarron Road when his vehicle left the roadway and struck a concrete barrier. The vehicle rolled multiple times, and Burdett was pronounced dead from his injuries at the scene. Drivers across northwest Oklahoma City should expect delays near the intersection of Western Avenue and Britton Road for about a week, with city officials saying traffic will be reduced to one lane in each direction while crews perform work on nearby railroad tracks. The project is expected to wrap by the end of this month, with drivers being encouraged to allow extra travel time and use caution in the work zone. Agencies across Oklahoma are increasing patrols ahead of the Labor Day holiday weekend as part of the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign. Troopers say impaired driving remains a serious concern, noting that 5 of the 7 people killed in Oklahoma crashes during last year's Labor Day weekend were involved in alcohol or drug-related wrecks. Officers encourage drivers to make transportation plans before going out, whether that means using a rideshare service or a designated sober driver. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
There's a lot of noise out there, especially when it comes to Medicare. Plans, options, fine print, it's enough to make anyone second guess. That's where Health 65 comes in. We simplify Medicare, explain your options clearly, and we help choose a plan that makes sense for your life, not someone else's. No guesswork, no confusion, just real answers from real people right here in Edmond. Hi, this is Philip Beard with Health 65. Call us or visit us online at health65.com. That's health65.com.
Health 65 is not connected to the federal Medicare program.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazey is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazey will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazey for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
State question 844, what does it say and what does it mean? All coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds. Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun reaching a high of 100. Tomorrow night will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. By Wednesday, get ready for very warm weather with intervals of clouds and sun as temperatures climb to a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
We use a closed loop system
It's not exactly like an air conditioner, but it's like that in that you keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
That is David Barry. He's the CEO of Cloverleaf, the company that wants to develop the Piedmont data center. And the Piedmont City Council's voting on that tonight at their meeting. We shall see. Well, they're voting on whether or not to bring it to a vote of the people. And if they do, I believe it'll be on the November 3rd ballot. The Cloverleaf developers have said that if Piedmont turns them down, they already have secured some property in the Kingfisher area. But we'll see then if the argument goes over to Kingfisher from Piedmont. What do you think? 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Going to go over the ballot real quick here, because everybody's ballot is going to be a little different, but basically it's the runoff of tomorrow's election. Mostly Republicans will be featured. For governor, I'm going with Mike Mazie. Now, don't get me wrong. I've got some of my problems with Mike Mazie, and he's not Jake Merrick. I really wish Jake Merrick were in that position, because I've come to know Jake Merrick, and I like the way Jake Merrick comes up with a plan, knows the plan, makes sure everybody around him knows the plan, and then executes the plan. It's very Donald Trumpian. And but he didn't make it through the preliminary process. I also believe that through the primary process, Drummond has really shown his true colors. I voted for Drummond for attorney general, and I don't regret my vote. But in this election process, just some of his behavior has displayed some of his character. But I'm willing to even put a pin in that for a few minutes. He doesn't have a plan. What's the plan, Mr. Drummond? What is your plan when it comes to data centers? What's your plan when it comes to the turnpikes? What's your plan when it comes to the oil industry? What's your plan when it comes to education and improving education? I'm not hearing any of that. And that's what bothers me. At least Mazie has a plan. I don't know that he'll get any of this done, but he gets my vote in the runoff, that's for sure. Superintendent of Public Education, we talked about James Taylor. He's got my vote. Labor Commissioner Kevin West. I want someone as Labor Commissioner who has run a business and knows the challenges of running that business. Insurance Commissioner, I'm going with Marty Quinn, because I've talked to a lot of people who've worked with Marty Quinn, and he's been in the insurance business. He's the type of person that will look out for Oklahomans. And I don't know that he could or would have anything to do with or prevent the kind of mess we're in right now with State Farm. But as far as moving forward, I think he's the one that we need to have. I live in County Commission of Oklahoma City County District 3. I'm going with Jessica Clayton. And it's because Jessica Clayton seems to have the most county experience when it comes to getting things done through the county system. State Question 846, which will take voter ID and make it a part of the Oklahoma Constitution, I'm voting yes on. And the reason I'm voting yes is we need to codify that rule so that if and when the Save America Act kicks in, we're already covered. And then I wanted to talk to you about State Question 844 in just a minute, because I thought it said something. I read and studied it today. It doesn't say what I thought it said, and I've changed my mind on it. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. It's Lee Matthews on the drive. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
Mike in Northwest Oklahoma City.
Hello, Mike. Good to hear from you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
It was just something about data centers,
yeah,
and the water they use, and the closed cycle cooling, which reduces the water. Well, couldn't they use gray water?
That's what I've heard. I've heard that gray water is good. Now, let's explain to the audience what gray water is. This is wastewater that is not sewage.
Right.
Yeah.
It may have been sewage, but it's been treated so that it can be released back into the rivers and things. But it is not. It's not potable. You're not going to put it on. So it's water that it's not taking any drinking water away from people.
Right.
So that's
I read that some, not all, some of the developers of these systems, these data centers, use the gray water, and it's a great use of the gray water, and they also recycle it on a closed system. Whether or not this Piedmont Center is one of them, I don't know.
Well, they should lean on them and say, you know, use the gray water and use the closed cycle system, man.
Well, and I'm seeing that nationally. That's the biggest criticism that I'm seeing from Oklahoma to Massachusetts when it comes to the developers of these data centers. They're not transparent enough. They need to have their hat in their hand when they go to the public. And they need to emphasize the positives, and they need to be completely transparent when they are questioned about some of these serious issues.
And the other one is, you know, the concern about prices at OG&E going up because of, like, make them produce their own power.
Yeah. I mean, something tells me OG&E will use it as an excuse anyway, because they do.
Well, of course they will.
Yeah. Oh, we've got these data centers. You're just taking so much of our power. We got to raise your power. Really?
That's all I was thinking. You know, gray water. There you go.
That's all good stuff. That's all food for thought on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio, 405-608-4377, 608-4377. David writes, Lee, last week you were talking about that man who was arrested 3 times for sexual assault or attempted sexual assault or indecent exposure, mostly in parks around the metro. To me, that whole thing is unacceptable. He was released all 3 times because victims could not be found, were unwilling to come forward, or witnesses were not willing to make a statement. Wasn't the fact that he was there and that there was enough probable cause to arrest him enough to hold him? All the stories tell of him being an immigrant from Ghana and an illegal green card holder. Why should that matter? Was he homeless? Were the victims and witnesses homeless? I smell DEI policies in the Oklahoma City Police Department, because if he had been white, affluent, and good-looking, you bet he would have been locked up. Well, David, the answer to some of your questions, yes, he was homeless. And yes, from what I understand, a lot of the victims were homeless. And yes, he had mental problems, or has mental problems, schizophrenia and other things, which is another reason why he was let go. And it's also another reason why we need to stop using our penal system as our insane asylum. When we come across people like this, who are doing these kinds of things in public, having them locked up in an insane asylum needs to be an option. I know I can hear the ACLU having congestive heart failure right now, or at least heart palpitations. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. If the schizophrenic or the person with the mental problems refuses their own treatment, they are no longer safe to themselves or the people around them. You don't have to be a homicidal schizophrenic to be harmful to yourself or to the people around you. You can be a sexual deviant schizophrenic, as this guy is. So, David, I hope that answers your question. Let's see. Dave writes, Lee, artificial intelligence uses the scan of all stored data to develop outputs and needs extra storage space. But data centers have been growing because of the amount of information that is stored from daily growth of normal information. Additionally, the vast amounts of computer, phone backup storage, and MS-365 usage grows exponentially. Online backups started many years ago and appears to be the most used method of computer backup. I personally still use a plug-in storage drive of 5 to 10 terabytes that stores more than my computer. With only 1 terabyte, this much backup is used by people using online backup. Data center requirements are all out of control. And David, I agree they're somewhat out of control. I use some hardware backups, depending on what I'm backing up. I know that when I was over there, they had gone to cloud-based backups, which I knew it was going to a server somewhere in the United States in a data center. So what I started doing was everything that I did on my computer, I backed up to a thumb drive, a 3-terabyte thumb drive, because I thought I saw the beginning. About 3 years before I left, I saw the iceberg, as it were, the figurative iceberg that the Titanic was about to hit. And I said to myself, when the time comes, I'm going to need this lifeboat. And sure enough, I did. I had my lifeboat. I had a lot of my own information backed up. I had a lot of my own stuff backed up. And I was grateful to have it that was not in a cloud that they could control. It was on my little thumb drive that I could control. So I, too, still use the thumb drives, but thanks a lot. You are right about that, and you're right about what happens. That I get the question all the time, what are these data centers for? And my answer is, do you use a cell phone? Yeah, that's what the data centers are for. Everything you access on that cell phone, doesn't have to be Apple, doesn't have to be Android. It can be anything you access on that phone is growing in terms of use of artificial intelligence, in terms of use of backup and memory storage, and that's where the data centers are needed. So, for instance, over in Pryor, that is a Google data center, which backs up all the stuff that Google is doing. They're expanding to Stillwater and to Owosso. Why? Because Oklahoma is a friendly place for them to do this. So it's not all bad. And it's not the horror stories. That was another thing I saw earlier today. I saw a national story about how a lot of what we hear about groundwater usage and electricity is propaganda perpetuated online by China. China wants us to consider data centers, just like people considered nuclear energy in the late 1970s, early 1980s. We can't let that happen. We can't. We have to remain out front. We have to remain ahead of the world when it comes to this kind of technology, or the world will be ahead of us. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. State question 844, what does it do and what does it mean? So tomorrow we decide whether to remove a constitutional guarantee requiring the state to reimburse school districts and other local governments for property tax revenue lost because of a business tax incentive program. Okay, so here's what it'll do. State question 844 would give lawmakers flexibility to direct more money where it is needed most. Now, that sounds like a pretty good idea. Opponents warn it could divert money away from the communities generating the money and ultimately shift cost onto local taxpayers. Here's how. Let's say Piedmont does decide they're going to build the data center. And the data center is built, and all of a sudden the property upon which the data center is built has increased in property, and the property taxes that that data center pays is a lot more than it used to be. That means Piedmont schools will be getting more money than they used to. Now, if we vote yes on state question 844, we take that money away and we give it to the legislature to throw into a general fund and do what they think is best for it. So Piedmont might not see all the money that it is making for agreeing to have a data center in Piedmont. Now, that's a for example. But all you got to do is look at the other communities across the country where the data center is doing well. The Louisiana Parish, where the data center has been able to produce a $1,000 bonus for each and every public school teacher in that parish. Now, imagine if that money did not go to the schools in that parish. Imagine if that money just went into a general fund, and then the legislature was going to decide, well, we need to give that to the counties and the school districts that need it the most. Where do you think it would go? It would go to the big cities. It would go to the inner cities. It would go to Tulsa. It would go to Oklahoma City.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, Piedmont is basically the area that has earned that money by allowing the data center to be there. So I, Lee Matthews, have changed my vote when it comes to state question 844 to a no. I believe the local communities that decide they want economic development should be rewarded for that economic development and should enjoy the benefits of that economic development. They should not be punished. They should not be, have to submit that money to the state government to then be socialized, as it were. So I'm a no on state question 844. Now, if I'm not understanding the wording of this state question properly, I will stand corrected by your phone call to 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, lmatthews@freedom969.com. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio, and I am Lee Matthews on The Drive. Used to be a V6 engine, at best, would get maybe 13, 14 miles to the gallon. Nowadays, with fuel injection and all kinds of other things they put on these vehicles, certainly do better than that. I think I've got one that does 20, 22 miles to the gallon. Yeah, engine keeps getting more and more efficient, and that's a good thing. And vehicles keep getting more and more efficient, no matter what they are, which is why when you go to buy one, you need someone who knows all about them and can teach you and walk you through every single aspect of the vehicle. And that's Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno, just a mile from the Oklahoma City. I'm sorry, just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are. But El Reno's Auto Alley is where they're located, just off Route 66 at the roundabout. Whether it's Jeep, whether it's Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, or Chevrolet, they've got you covered. 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net. It's Canadian County's number one auto dealer, and they should be yours too. Frontier Auto Group.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
A message from Oklahoma Human Services. If you receive SNAP benefits, this message is for you. Life changes fast. If you've started a new job, moved, or had changes in your household, you are required to update your information as soon as possible. Keeping your case current helps avoid delays and keeps your benefits accurate. Update your SNAP case today at okdhslive.org. Don't wait. Stay up to date at okdhslive.org.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121. Or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
possible trade war with Canada is heating up. We've got the Iran sanctions that could cripple their economy. There's a lot of news to navigate through the week. It's Eric Erickson. Listen to me live right here on Freedom 96.9, weekdays 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I'll dive into the news, tell you what I think about it, and take your phone calls at 877-973-7425. Again, it's 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. with your phone calls right here on Freedom 96.9.
Secondary sanctions are a very powerful tool. If people do not want to meet our expectations, then we expect, and they should expect, that they should will leave the dollar system.
And that is Scott Bissent earlier today. He's our Secretary of Treasury, basically saying that we are going to put so many economic sanctions on Iran, we're not going to let them use the dollar. So they're not going to be able to conduct any commerce with anyone. Likewise, anyone who tries to do commerce with them will be removed from the dollar as well. And we've already done that with several of the neighboring Gulf states. So we're basically trying to squeeze Iran till the lights turn off and the IRGC starves to death. Yeah, it's going to be rough on the people. I don't know that's going to be any rougher on the people than it is now with the tyranny that they're living under right now and have been for 47 years. 405-608-4377. What do you think of that strategy? 405-608-4377. On Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews and The Drive. Sally writes, Lee, I work in apartment management, so I already know what goes on, and I'm all for flock cameras. Places like Lyrewood Lane need the police keeping close eyes on things, and people need to know that the cameras are there so they don't act a fool when they know they're being watched by the police. And Sally, in that circumstance, I understand. I also understand being monitored constantly, and I don't like it. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why is there an assumption that I'm going to do something wrong so that your stupid camera can be there in the way? Now, all that said, I also recognize that when I'm driving down a public street, there is no right there. I don't have a right to drive. I have agreed with the government to the government's rules of the road, and I've told them in my promise when I signed my driver's license that I would adhere to the rules of the road, and that if I didn't adhere to the rules of the road, I would be cited. And if I were cited too much, my right to use the rules of the road or the road at all could be revoked. And it is. So there's nothing unconstitutional about it. There's plenty uncomfortable about it, but not unconstitutional about it. Thanks a lot, Sally. Let's see. Brad writes, Lee, when you buy groceries, you pay sales tax, and the store pays as many taxes based on the cost of the product, employees employed, etc. Once these data centers are built and the construction workers and electricians are gone and the skeletal staff is all the data center needs to operate, the citizens' electric costs and water costs have doubled or tripled as a result, as is seen in other parts of the country. Your property values will have decreased, but be sure that your property taxes will be going up. Just what tax or other property tax will the data center be based upon? There's nothing to tax. I will explain, Brad. Coming up, because if that data center is incorporated into the city, yes, the state collects property taxes, but the state then has to distribute those property taxes to the services within that area. 405-608-4377. More coming up on this issue on Freedom 96.9.
KQOB in Oklahoma City.
Freedom Talk and News.
I'm Bo Beecraft. Students across Oklahoma invited to help name the state's snowplows. But first, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. The U.S. is set to impose tough new sanctions on Iran.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he'll hold a news conference Monday to lay out the economic pressures the administration plans to impose on Iran and its key allies. The White House described the measures as the toughest sanctions in history. President Trump referred to it as an economic D-Day for the Islamic Republic. I'm Lisa Carton.
During an appearance on ABC this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott addressed new data center approvals while the state audits projects seeking access to the power grid.
I have pressed pause on any new data center being able to join the operations in the state of Texas.
Abbott says new facilities must protect water supplies, avoid burdening the grid, lower electricity costs, and respect local communities. The CDC says just 92% of U.S. kindergartners were vaccinated against measles last school year, below the 95% considered necessary for herd immunity.
The MMR vaccine is not a lethal vaccine, and it is offered in other countries, the measles in particular, separately, like in Japan.
CMS Administrator Mehmet Oz told CBS Face the Nation that he is also defending parents' ability to make vaccination decisions. Education Secretary Linda McMahon said on CNN State of the Union that artificial intelligence can be an effective classroom tool if used with guardrails.
And as we introduce it, I think slowly in schools can be a very effective tool used properly.
McMahon says schools should measure whether AI improves student outcomes while ensuring it does not replace one-on-one interaction between teachers and students. The summer surge of COVID-19 cases in the U.S. is underway. Tammy Trujillo reports.
The Centers for Disease Control says infections are on the rise in nearly every state, with the biggest uptick in the South and West. Data collected through wastewater shows that cases seem to be lower than this time last year, but have more than doubled since July.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Your Money Minute with Alan Johnson.
1 minute, your money, and here's what matters. Interest rates jumped this week. The 30-year Treasury hit its highest level since 2007, nearly 20 years. And this isn't just an American story. Borrowing costs are moving higher in Europe and Japan as well. Washington stepped in and tried to push those rates back down, and it worked for about a day. And gold noticed, and gold is up roughly 10% this month. And now, here's what you and I are watching. Friday, the 28th, Federal Reserve Chairman Kevin Warsh speaks in Wyoming, less than 3 weeks before the Fed's next interest rate decision. Wall Street will be listening, so will I. I'm Alan Johnson, 40 years in finance, 28 years in precious metals.
Your Money Minute is presented by Heritage Gold Partners. Call Alan Johnson at 833-577-4653.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Tulsa motorcyclist was killed Sunday evening in a crash on the interstate. Stephen Fennell was riding behind a vehicle that slowed to allow a fire truck with lights and sirens to merge onto the highway. Fennell reportedly didn't realize traffic was slowing and collided with the rear of the vehicle, being thrown from the motorcycle and dying from his injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Concerns continue growing about two homeless encampments located near Oklahoma City's Lake Hefner Trail after the arrest of Jeff Asare, who's accused of attacking a woman near the area. A recent report found tents, trash, drug paraphernalia, and evidence of campfires in the camps, which sit near the popular walking and biking trail. The encampments also pose a wildfire risk due to the dry conditions and the ongoing burn bans. They're encouraging trail users to stay alert, avoid isolated areas, and walk with others when possible. Students across the state are being invited to help name the state's snowplows ahead of the winter season. ODOT and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority have launched their annual snowplow naming contest for K-12 students. Winners will be announced in November and receive special recognition and winter-themed prize packages. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoma jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Rick Cook 2026.
Piedmont City Council's voting on whether to bring data centers to a vote of the people this evening. I will try to tell you as soon as I find out how that vote is coming down. Coming up as the drive continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Freedom.
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun reaching a high of 100. Tomorrow night will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. By Wednesday, get ready for very warm weather with intervals of clouds and sun as temperatures climb to a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.
Freedom 96.9 is the only station in Oklahoma dedicated to making sure freedom rings. From Brian Kilmeade to Eric Erickson, from Dana Lash to Lee Matthews, we spotlight the stories and the people that impact your freedom. So set a button and tell a friend. Download our app so you can tell the world that there's a station in Oklahoma City where freedom is so important, we made it our name. The new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
David writes, Lee, I can't wait for tomorrow. Not because it's election day and I'm anxious to cast my vote. I can't wait for all the mudslinging to finish. You're not the only one, David. You are not the only one, but unfortunately, we've got another season of it coming as we get ready for the big general election on November 3rd. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. I am Lee Matthews. Went over my ballot for tomorrow's runoff election and was curious what you thought. I'm probably going with Mike Mazey for governor. Superintendent of Public Education is going to be James Taylor for me. Labor Commissioner Kevin West for me. Insurance Commissioner Marty Quinn for me. County Commissioner District 3 Jessica Clayton. I'm going yes on State Question 846 because I want voter ID to be codified in our state constitution. But I've changed my mind on State Question 844. I'm going no on that. And the reason I'm going no on that is if you vote yes, that means property taxes collected will then go into the legislature before they are distributed. Well, if you have a county or a city that has decided to bring in a data center or something else that's going to bring in extra money, well, I want that city who's brought that in to enjoy the benefits of that extra tax money. I don't want it to go to another city. I don't want all these smaller counties feeding Oklahoma County or Tulsa County. And Brad was using the sales tax example going into the break. But what he didn't, what he asked me was that your property values will decrease, not increase, with these data centers, and your property taxes will still be going up. So what other than property taxes will a data center be based on? Well, if a data center is incorporated into the municipality of a city, like Piedmont, for instance, the property taxes collected on that now commercial property in the city limits of Piedmont will go to Piedmont. No, Piedmont will not collect the taxes. The state will collect the taxes because that's how the ad valorem tax system works. But the distribution will then go to Piedmont. And I don't want a question like State Question 844 taking that ability away. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Hi, you are on the air. What's your name?
G'day, mate. It's Kiwi.
Hey, Kiwi. Good to hear from you. And you are where?
Yeah, same here. Today, I'm in Enid, Oklahoma, in front of an air conditioner drinking a nice cold beer.
I bet you are.
or two, maybe. Yes. Maybe three. Hey, I keep hearing the flock thing's bothering me. There's so much misinformation on it. I think you just read an email from somebody, and they gave me the impression they thought flock cameras were surveillance cameras for people. And
yeah, she manages an apartment complex in what appears to be a rough part of town, and she thinks just the perception of having a flock camera nearby will make people behave.
Well, good luck with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Whenever.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Whenever government has tried to mandate morality, it doesn't work.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
They're the worst ones to be relying on. Oh,
yeah.
But anyway, it's just a tag reader's orders. But the other day I got on and I was talking about flock, and a gentleman called up after me, and he said something, a couple of things that were I don't think was correct. He said something about if a cop sees a gun in your car, that he can get some probable cause to go into it. Well, there's nothing legal about a gun, so it does not give you probable cause to go into a vehicle.
No, not unless he's run your plate and your car's been used in some sort of crime. Then he sees the gun. Then the probable cause kicks in,
That's it. And the other thing was he used the example, you don't have the right or privilege to expectation of privacy in public. Well, you do. And I tell you why, you can be, somebody can film you all they want, but those people that are filming you do not have the ability to find your address, your insurance, and all. They don't have that ability to do that. That's the difference with these tag readers, is they go in and they find out, and they go into a lot more detail as well. People don't realize.
I mean, you could use the Roe v. Wade argument there too, because that was the whole basis of Roe versus Wade back in 1972. A woman has a right to medical privacy. So if you see a woman and you get her on camera walking into an abortion clinic, well, there's nothing illegal about that.
Right.
Because she has that right to her privacy, and she may not necessarily be getting an abortion to go into that clinic. So she has a right to medical privacy, even though it's out in the public. You're right.
So that's the thing. If somebody filming you, it's not going to get any information on you. They've got the right to get your image. Well, the flock cameras get the image right, but they run it. They run your tag and information. That's the difference.
Well, and it makes perfect sense, because what was the biggest worry about the use of the flock camera data? That somebody would get a hold of that data and use it for something other than tracking down bad guys. And sure enough, some of these cops were doing just that. They were checking on old girlfriends. They were checking on ex-wives. They were using that data to prove to their lawyers that their girlfriends or their ex-wives weren't where they said they were, and whatnot. And that is definitely a violation of your Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights.
That's right. And I don't have a problem with certain things, but my problem is I really don't think they should be able to, just morally speaking, they shouldn't be able to just run your tag because it's there. I think they need a reason to do it.
You'd need a reason.
And that's my problem.
Now, if they pulled you over doing, okay, I'll give you an example. Last time I got a speeding ticket, I was doing 55 in a 45 zone. And his probable cause, and the cop was very courteous. I do not slam the cop. He was very businesslike. He was very to the point. He said, "I clocked you doing 55 in a 45 zone. Sir, where were you going in such a hurry?" That was his probable cause. Was I running away from something? Was I running a drug and didn't, you know, running a drug, you know? So he had his probable cause. And I told him, I said, "Nope, I was just being an idiot. Sorry."
And if you didn't want, you wouldn't even have to answer that question. So that's the difference. But I just flock cameras and me don't get along. I just don't like the whole idea.
No, and for someone who's from down under, you have a remarkable grasp on the American system.
You learned the hard way, unfortunately.
but down in New Zealand, there is no, I don't know, is there such a thing as probable cause? I mean, or right to privacy?
Yes, there is. It's very similar to here, and a lot of rules and stuff. It is very similar. Yeah, but cops don't even carry guns down there, so that's...
Yeah, is it a little better than, say, the British system?
Well, root canal's better than the English. They couldn't organize a drunken night in a brewery, those idiots, so that's a whole different story.
Okay, so what I'm getting at is, when Australia was become, and when, not Australia, but New Zealand and Australia, when that whole part of the continent was becoming civilized, even they were probably saying to themselves, "Let's not do this like the British."
Unfortunately, they did a lot of stuff. It's a part of the Commonwealth, so we adopted some of the stuff.
Oh, that's right. It is, isn't it? Yes, it is. So, I guess the monarchy is the reigning monarch, too.
All right. Well, I appreciate you,
mate. Thank you, Kiwi. Good to hear from you on Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. It's one thing to have that target out in front of you and you pull the gun and shoot it, taking your time, knowing you've got all the time in the world. It's another thing when you are being rushed in a, God forbid, self-defense situation. That's why when you go to the range, whether it's outdoors or indoors, you should always make things interesting and you should always challenge yourself. I'm not saying you have to be a quick draw, but I mean, there's a lot of skills that you can practice at the indoor range of H&H Shooting Sports, and that way you're not in the triple digit heat. Also at H&H Shooting Sports, they've got more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock. They've got one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield, Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. They've got a whole section set aside for suppressors. I've been a lot of questions about those. They can answer them for you. And you can try before you buy with over 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, oh, and a little fun as well. H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, I-40 and Meridian.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
Mike Mazie has a problem. When Oklahoma needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazie missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazie missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazie flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazie has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazie has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast calling for partly cloudy skies tonight, low 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and a high of 102. Tomorrow night, 73 the low. Into Wednesday, 40% chance of rain, high 95. It is 106 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. And Lee Matthews with the drive, 405-608-4377. John in Ponca City. Hi, John.
Yes, sir. It's great to talk to you as always. Well, real quick on probable cause. Mm-hmm. It's like tit for tat. It's like you can only use enough self-defense to go against the amount of force they use against you. Same thing with a speeding ticket. They had probable cause to stop you for a speeding ticket. Now, because of state law, they can check for your insurance and your tag and that stuff, make sure you're paid up to the state. But they can't search your vehicle.
No.
They can't do anything like that. So only to the extent that unless you're accused of something or they have something to look for or have a good reason to do it, they got to have a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to move on to 844, one of the rare times I disagree with you, but I'm voting for it because I agree with you. If it's going into the general fund, that is bad.
Mm-hmm.
When they did horse racing and they did the lottery, they said, oh, well, it's going to education. No, it's going to the general fund. Yeah, it'll make the general fund bigger, so yeah, in an incremental way, it'll make a little bit more money for education. But it was a lie.
Yeah.
It was all a lie. Well, what I would encourage people to do is vote yes on 844 and hackle, get on like Piedmont and places like that. get on your legislator, because the rural legislatures, senators and representatives, outnumber Tulsa and Oklahoma City by a great margin.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Yeah.
If they're going to take that money and throw it all into Oklahoma City and Tulsa, well, they're outvoted.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, the amount of tax revenue, sales tax, that city can allocate that towards their local school, like Piedmont. The amount of money from the people that are moving into town are going to make really good salaries. Well, if they buy anything around there or rent anything around there or buy a home, they're going to pay taxes. So I think the risk of giving it to the general fund is huge, but I think the things that we could gain out of it outweigh that.
I think you have a good point.
So now
I'm back to flipping a coin. I don't know.
I don't know either. Well, because you're on the one hand, you're asking me to trust the state legislature.
Yeah.
Right. But we, the people, got to stand up and tell our representatives, hey, if you want to keep this job, you better do what we say. You better bring this money to us.
Mm-hmm.
And the other money's coming from the sales tax revenues and the property tax revenues or what have you, and even renters, that's going to bring more money into the community in Piedmont or wherever. But I think the risk is outweighed by the benefit.
Not a bad point. Thank you, sir.
You bet you, Lee.
Good to have you along, John, on Freedom 96.9. Not going to argue that, because he's got a good point. Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. I'm only slightly joking when I say if those socialists have their way, they'll completely make Medicare unaffordable for everybody, even though they want to give it to everybody. There's no way they can do it, which is why if you've got it coming, you should get signed up as soon as you can so you can keep it. And if you were born in 1961, you are eligible. I know, because you're probably also getting all the phone calls, the emails, and the texts. That's where my good friends at the Well-Preserved Advisory Group come in. The Well-Preserved Advisory Group, talking you through it all with one phone call, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll come out, talk to you, see what your needs are, what your medical abilities are, what your level of fitness is, your level of finance on top of all that. Fill in the blanks along the way, and you'll be on your way into Medicare. So give them a call, 405-848-5790. It's the Well-Preserved Advisory Group.
Celebrating 250 years of freedom. This is Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Our hosts are always right.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection, and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
I think it's an important milestone, not only for kids with disabilities, but also typical kids. Reaching that age of 18, and all of a sudden, that access to the practitioner and the person who's asking the questions changes from the parent to the child. And the person with a disability may not be able to do that for themselves.
Start having those conversations early, so when the time does come, you're both ready for that transition.
For more information about planning for the transition from pediatric to adult healthcare, visit oklahoma.gov/health/AHT.
From the Strait of Hormuz to the Oklahoma City oil field, we're the local talk station you can depend on. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
They say that they want to abolish the border. Everyone can get in. If you're here illegally, you should get citizenship right away. Abolish prisons, abolish the police. It's just absolutely insane. And then when they talk about taxing, how are you going to get this universal health care? They're going to tax the billionaires. They believe that millionaires and billionaires have scammed people. And then when asked, what do you do with the money? How does your math work out? I don't know. Mondami doesn't know. How much money do you need for your program? See, they don't know.
The Brian Kilmeade Show. Weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9. Accurate the forecast. Partly cloudy tonight, low 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 30% chance of rain and a high of 102. Tomorrow night, 73 for a low into Wednesday. 40% chance of rain, high 95. 106 right now at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377. Oklahoma officials have called for constructing a commuter rail system along roughly 10 stops from Edmond to Oklahoma City to Norman. The project will cost $1.8 billion, and much of the money will be coming from local citizens through a proposed tax increase or through taxpayer funds via the federal government. Probably a little of both. I've told you about it before. We now know that the plan requires a public vote to raise the taxes, and the date of that vote has not yet been set. Nevertheless, officials have already begun incurring expenses associated with the proposed system. They want to get as much in the bag as they can so they can go to the public and say, all we need is another $9 million. We can get that with a 1 cent sales tax or half cent sales tax or 3/4 cent sales tax, whatever it is. During an August 19th special meeting, members of the board of directors of One Transit, the business unit of the Regional Transportation Authority of Central Oklahoma, unanimously voted to approve a professional services agreement with the Kimley Horn firm for various services associated with the passenger train system. The contract will provide Kimley Horn up to $450,000 each year. The initial contract was for 2 years with an option to add 3 additional years and 1 year reviews, bringing the cumulative total to around $2.25 million. The agreement states that Kimley Horn will provide program leadership to assess One Transit with the development, implementation, and general oversight of a high-capacity transit system defined as the Transit System Plan. Kimley Horn will help One Transit develop work plans, funding strategies, and assist in the procurement of other things. Director of Strategic Initiatives for One Transit told board members that the contract focuses on readiness. There is procurements, which means to go and get things, that we need to be ready so for when the voters do approve the sales tax, we're not getting into this mode of getting our ducks in a row. See what I said? What did I tell you? She also indicated the proposed tax increase and passenger rail construction plan could involve a substantial increase in local government employment, as well as the challenge of tracking a lot of sales tax revenue if the proposal gets a voter approval. Okay, that's the thing. Edmond's going to have to vote on it. Oklahoma City's going to have to vote on it. Moore's going to have to vote on it. Norman's going to have to vote on it. They're all going to have to vote to raise their sales taxes one way or another for a rail system that is not going to be used. I guarantee you it will not be used. It doesn't matter if you have a system that takes you from Edmond to Oklahoma City. We have buses that do that now. When you get to Oklahoma City, you still have to find a way to get where you need to go, whether that's take another bus or what. Do they plan to discontinue the bus system so that when you get downtown in Oklahoma City, you can at least get on a bus to go where you want to go? Most people who are going to Oklahoma City know where they want to go, and they don't want to have to take a train and then take an additional means of transportation to get there. They want to go park in the parking garage and do whatever it is they need to do. Work, shop, go to a lawyer's meeting, whatever it may be. Run a 5K, whatever it may be. The metropolitan area of Oklahoma City is not big enough to warrant a commuter rail. I was downtown this weekend. Do you know how many people I saw on the streetcars? Not many, and they were all homeless people because that was their shelter from the rain. Quick, go get on a streetcar. The operator of the streetcar had his door closed and locked. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. That's the other thing. How are we going to police this thing? Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Warner.
Iran is reportedly offering a $10 million bounty for the assassination of President Donald Trump's 20-year-old son, Barron. Iranian state television aired a segment showing purported locations and security details. The claims have not been independently verified, but the broadcast is being viewed as an unusually direct threat.
On this day in 2006, the solar system got a little smaller. And some of us are still sore about it.
That's because Pluto was demoted and reclassified as a dwarf planet, as it didn't meet all three criteria to be an actual planet. Orbit the sun, be round, and clear its orbital path. It doesn't do the last thing. Astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson took the heat for the event, even wrote a book about it, Backlash of the Pluto Files. But the call was made by the Astronomical Union, and today we can celebrate the planet that was. I'm Bree Tennis.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Neville McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute.
Two kids and a fiancé were killed in a car crash. The other one was badly injured, and she was in the hospital with what we call an internal decapitation. The top 7 vertebrae are crushed, and they're trying to figure out how to reattach her skull so that she can walk again. Life completely changed. My job when I walk into that type of a setting, because there's nothing my words can say that are going to bring back her children or fiancé. I can't unwind anything. I also make sure I never say, I understand what you're going through, because I don't. I haven't been through that. I've sat across the table from dozens of distressed, crying parents whose kids have been killed. I understand the impact on them, but I've not felt that myself. So my job is to impart in that moment that at least we will do everything we can to have justice, that what happened to you and your family that you're going through doesn't happen to somebody else. And it's not that money brings anybody back, but sometimes money's the only way that the defendants change their attitude and the way they do business. I can't put a value on lost children, but I can get a number that changes behavior so that what that person's feeling doesn't happen again.
If you need me, you can find me at McIntyreLaw.com. Call me at 777-7000.
Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
That's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Be Well Acupuncture. Tired of living with pain? Be Well Acupuncture in Edmond can help. Visit BeWellOKC.com. A Tulsa motorcyclist was killed Sunday evening in a crash on the interstate. Stephen Fennell was riding behind a vehicle that slowed to allow a fire truck with lights and sirens to merge onto the highway. Fennell reportedly didn't realize traffic was slowing and collided with the rear of the vehicle, being thrown from the motorcycle and dying from his injuries. The crash remains under investigation. Concerns continue growing about two homeless encampments located near Oklahoma City's Lake Hefner Trail after the arrest of Jeff Asare, who's accused of attacking a woman near the area. A recent report found tents, trash, drug paraphernalia, and evidence of campfires in the camps, which sit near the popular walking and biking trail. The encampments also pose a wildfire risk due to the dry conditions and the ongoing burn bans. They're encouraging trail users to stay alert, avoid isolated areas, and walk with others when possible. Students across the state are being invited to help name the state's snowplows ahead of the winter season. ODOT and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority have launched their annual snowplow naming contest for K-12 students. Winners will be announced in November and receive special recognition and winter-themed prize packages. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit BeWellOKC.com to get started today.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Oklahoma families are paying too much, and they deserve someone who understands how to lower insurance premiums. Marty Quinn has spent more than 40 years helping families, seniors, farmers, and small businesses protect what matters most. A conservative leader, Marty Quinn knows how to hold big insurance accountable and fight for lower costs and greater transparency. As insurance commissioner, Marty Quinn will put Oklahoma first, protecting families and standing against government overreach. Consumers always win with Marty Quinn.
Paid for by friends of Marty Quinn 2026.
Trump's trying to keep beef prices down, but the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association doesn't like it. I'll tell you why. As the drive continues on Freedom 96.9, it's Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun reaching a high of 100. Tomorrow night will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. By Wednesday, get ready for very warm weather with intervals of clouds and sun as temperatures climb to a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Today we're launching Operation Economic Outcast to foreclose every other option available to the Iranian regime. Clock just started ticking. Target 5 of Iran's most vital lifelines that it exploits in other countries. Digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping.
All being frozen, Iran is not going to be able to do anything. Lee Matthews in the drive on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. 405-608-4377. 405-608-4377 to join in the conversation. I went over to my ballot for tomorrow. I've changed my mind on State Question 844 because I'm worried that if we remove what 840, if we say to the legislature that, yes, you can now decide where this ad valorem, these property taxes are going to go, they could then take money away from, say, a small county, Kingfisher, what have you, that has decided to allow data centers and is making lots of money off of it. They could take that money away and pump it into, say, Oklahoma County or into Tulsa County. But then there's the thought that there are more rural legislators than there are inner city legislators. So if we don't give them the power to keep their money, they could lose that. It's a conundrum. So my thoughts on that. Piedmont is voting on whether to bring data centers to a vote of the people right as we speak. They're having a city council meeting. I'll try to get into that and see what's going on. Coming up, Trump is trying to control beef prices and keep them down, but the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is saying, we don't like that. I'll get into why coming up. And your calls on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's talk radio. Lee Matthews and the drive. Kenny, where are you, if anywhere?
I'm in Midwest City.
All right, sir. What have you got for me today?
Well, sir, I wanted to kind of chime in on what you were talking about, the data center tax money going the general fund or to the place that it, you know, was built. The other guy that was talking, you know, I mean, he sort of made a good point, but when's the last time we ever got the legislature to do whatever we wanted to anyway?
Well, you're right.
So we give the money to the general fund, you know, it's once power is given, power is hard to take away.
That's true. It is not taken. Yeah, it's I would be more comfortable with the way things are set up. OK, your data center is incorporated in, say, Midwest City. OK, let's say it's Midwest City. The value of that property then becomes commercial property and is taxed as though it is commercial property. That tax money is levied and collected by the state, but it goes back to Midwest City, presumably to be used for education.
Stuff that we want.
Yeah. And if it is a lucrative amount of money, that means your schools will do better. And they will do better without the state school board. They'll do better without the legislature. It'll be automatic.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, my concern would be giving it to the general fund, the likelihood of it getting out of that general fund and then, you know, a good portion of it back to where the data center was built is pretty slim. I mean, it kind of reminds me of the Social Security. The only reason Social Security is so broke is because it's been borrowed against for decades.
Oh, yeah, for everything. From the post office to deficit spending. And yes.
Yes. So anyway, and I'm glad you brought it up because I hadn't had a chance to really give it a whole lot of thought, but I like the way that you described the question. And my vote will be to leave it wherever the data center is built.
So your vote would be no on 844 because 844, the proposition changes what happens now.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think, if a county or township mm-hmm. or city is taking the risk, they should get the rewards.
So do I.
Very good, Will.
Yes.
I agree with a lot of what you say. I don't always agree with what you say, but I don't disagree in anger. I just disagree in disagreement.
Well, that's what we call polite discourse, and that's what we need more of in our country. And
yes,
and we need to listen to each other. We need to listen to what each other's saying. That's the problem. Nobody's listening to anybody anymore.
Yeah, everybody. It's a shouting match to see who can shout the loudest.
Yeah. And get the power.
Power, right on. So, yep, I'm with you, sir, on that one for particularly sure. And I am, if it matters to anybody, I am voting for Mike Mazie, not because I like him, but because I don't dislike him as much as I dislike his opponent.
That's where I am. And I'm trying to keep it positive. You know, I like somebody who at least has a plan. You don't have to succeed at the plan, but you have to have a plan. I don't see a plan coming from Drummond. I see less of a plan coming from Drummond than when he ran for attorney general.
Yeah, I don't recall that particular race at that time. I'm sure mm-hmm. I voted for somebody, but so my guy didn't make it to the runoff.
So mine didn't either. So
yes, and he was, oh man. Maybe he'll come back.
And then there are a lot of people who say, well, then I'm just not going to vote. Well, okay, you part of your right to vote is your vote, your right to not vote. However, in order to make your voice heard, you need to alter your choice.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So a vote not cast is basically giving it to somebody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let somebody else make the decision.
Exactly.
So, well, Lee, I appreciate it. I'm headed over to a buddy's house. I'm going to get his lawnmower back to him.
All right. Thank you, Kenny, for listening, and glad you are while you are driving through Midwest City on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-684-3777. It's Lee Matthews and The Drive. We've been talking a lot about that aluminum smelting plant that wants to come to Inola, Oklahoma. One of the reasons they want to build it is because right now, United Arab Emirates produces most of the aluminum in the world, and we have to import it from them. We would much rather make our own aluminum than import it from them, and it benefits not just data centers and not just high tech, but the building of cars, because more vehicles have more and more aluminum on them than they used to. It's Lee Matthews. If you don't believe me, just head on over to Frontier Auto Group. Frontier Auto Group, while others are succumbing to corporate policies and ignore the customer, Frontier Auto Group is still looking you in the eye, shaking your hand, and dealing with you in person, one-on-one. And I don't know about you, but the last time I bought a new car, I was basically left to my devices. It took me a year to figure out all the other features and how to make all the other features work. That's not what's going to happen at Frontier Auto Group. They'll make sure you understand everything about the vehicle before you leave the lot. So give them a call, 405-262-3355, 405-262-3355, just minutes from Oklahoma City and wherever you are, El Reno's Auto Alley, just off Route 66 at the roundabout, Frontier Auto Group.
From wars in the Middle East to conflicts at home, we're the only station you need to stay informed. We're the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
When it comes to Oklahoma Labor Commissioner, one question matters. Who's actually done the work? The answer is Kevin West.
I'm Kevin West. I've spent 40 years on Oklahoma job sites, actually helping to build Oklahoma.
West knows hard work. West knows conservative values. Protecting Oklahoma jobs, defending business freedom. Kevin West, ready on day one. Kevin West for Labor Commissioner on August 25th.
Let's get to work.
Paid for by Kevin West for Labor Commissioner 2026.
Suffering from neuropathy, chronic pain?
Looking for real and lasting health solutions? Modus Health and Dr. Jeremy Moss and his team will go beyond your symptoms to find the root cause of your neuropathy and chronic pain. Dr. Moss has just released his new book, Designed for More, because you are, and new patients will get a free copy with their first treatment. It's time to move better, feel better, and live better. Visit ModusHealth.com or call 405-494-0165, 405-494-0165, and book your appointment today.
Hi, this is Major Meredith with the Oklahoma City Fire Department. We are asking Oklahoma City residents to take part in our free, voluntary home fire safety survey. It only takes a few minutes, requires no personal identifying information, and there are no penalties or inspections for participating residents. Based on your answers, we'll provide some simple safety recommendations to help reduce fire risk in your home. Learn more at okc.gov/fire. okc.gov/fire.
Only one station has the power to cover Oklahoma with freedom, and you're listening to it. Your 100,000-watt talker is the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
I like the way you work, yeah. No
diggity. Freedom 96.9, AccuWeather forecast. Partly cloudy, low 77. Partly cloudy, 30% chance of rain tomorrow with a high of 102. Tomorrow night, 73 for a low. Into Wednesday, 40% chance of rain, high of 95. 106 at Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Jan is in Edmond. Thank you for hanging on, Jan. Good to have you along.
I can't hear it. You're on. Okay, I'm on. Yes. On the first day question about changing our constitution.
Yeah, and that is state.
Yeah, that's, and that is state. That's state.
I need you to turn me off speakerphone or something because I'm feeding back to myself or something. But state question 846.
I can't hear him at all.
Hello?
Okay, I have it on my iPhone. Can you hear me better?
There
now?
We go. Yes, yeah, state question okay. 846 is what you're referring to, Jan.
Yes, it's a trick. Because if we tie something to our Constitution, then we have to make another constitutional amendment. Nowhere in that question does it say they have to be American citizens. So we already want people to show ID to vote. And so people think, yes, we need ID because we don't want this illegal voting. But it doesn't say that in the state question. It just says they have to show ID. And so if they had in there, which they do not, everybody has to show their American citizenship. Yes, it would be great. We'd be for that. But it doesn't say that. And I think a lot
of
people...
Well, how do you show your American citizenship, Jan, if you're a natural-born citizen of the United States?
I have my birth certificate. I have everything.
Okay. Well, I mean, you shouldn't have to show your birth certificate to vote. Maybe your ID or your voter registration card, you should have to present that to get one of those. But that's why showing your ID counts, because by proxy, you are showing your citizenship.
But there are people who went down and got at the driver's when they got their driver's license. They got all that. They're not American citizens.
Not in Oklahoma.
No, they could vote.
In Oklahoma, no. In Oklahoma, you have to be a citizen to get your driver's license.
Has it always been that way?
Yes, it's been that way the last 10 years or
so. I just wish that they would say they had American citizenship in there, but... Okay.
That's what the Save America Act will do on the national level. Now, the reason we want to make it part of our Constitution is when the Save America Act does kick in, we won't have to do this again.
Yeah, I still...
Because it'll already be done. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it will pass. I know it'll pass.
Oh, yeah. And I think Save America Act will pass, too. I really do.
I hope so.
Yeah, even James Carville of the Democrat Party says there's no use fighting it. It's going to pass. Nobody's going to not vote to show an ID to go vote. Nobody is. Thanks a lot, Jan. On, excuse me, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Jacqueline writes, Lee, I went to vote early today in Oklahoma County Election Building on Lincoln. This was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and Jacqueline, that must have been on Friday. But anyway, when I pulled up, when I put my two ballots through the machine, there had been 1,570 votes at that point. but that was two ballots, one for office and one for state questions. There were two separate machines. I didn't think to check the count on the second machine. They've rearranged parking at the building on Lincoln. Now, unless you're handicapped, you have to park away from the building in what used to be the overflow area. Then you have to hike up to the building. It was sort of like a kid going Christmas shopping at Spartan Atlantic with Mama. It was always so full, we had to park next to Lincoln Boulevard and hike into the store. That's what the original building was before the county bought it, empty and abandoned, and renovated into the first place the Oklahoma County Election Board ever had their space. Used county workers' equipment, materials to do the work, and save taxpayers a ton of money. Also, I got a text from the County Election Board this morning reminding me that early voting was happening. First time that's ever happened. I don't know how they got my phone to text me. If you're registered to vote and you provided them with a phone number, they know. You are on the air with Lee Matthews on Freedom 96.9. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, it's Ron in Oklahoma City. How
Hello.
You doing?
Hello, Ron. Good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing just peachy. Hey, a couple of different things. Well, the first one is talking about the train.
Yeah.
I've heard the responses by most of the people on here. I lived in Dallas for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen the train system where it works. And they had a train that went from Fort Worth to Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And then it stops all along the way. And then you also had the bus systems that were all intertwined with it, where you could just buy a day pass or a month pass.
Sure.
And it could take you anywhere you wanted to go. And it was really an advantage for people who lived in Fort Worth and worked in Dallas.
I don't doubt that. But you're talking about a metropolitan area of 4 million people. Oklahoma, as a state, only has 4 million people.
Well, I know, but it grew over time in the 30 years that I was there. It was much smaller to begin with. It was just, you know, it just went from Fort Worth to Dallas. And then they added stuff that went from Frisco down to Duncanville and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then Plano voted Plano got it. I think the only one that didn't get it was Garland, and Garland now needs it. I don't know if you've been to Garland, but good heavens, it's nothing but apartment complexes.
Well, Garland is one of the largest, one of the fastest growing cities in the entire country.
Yeah.
And it is just way overpopulated.
And so, they don't have their light rail. They probably should have voted it in when they had the chance.
Yeah, they didn't. And mm-hmm. Gainesville. It's just going to expand more and more.
But yeah, the Plano line, the Plano line and the Frisco line can easily be extended to Plano and to Lake Dallas and all the way up that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just was saying that I've seen it work, and people will use it.
They will. No, don't get me wrong. I've been to Atlanta. I don't want to get around Atlanta without taking the MARTA, okay? I've driven Atlanta. I don't want to drive Atlanta without the MARTA. I don't think I would want to drive in New York because of the traffic problems. I definitely know Washington, D.C. If it wasn't for the Metro, you would not be able to get around. It is a quick, efficient, and inexpensive way to get where you need to go. And I don't slam that. But when you are talking about a metropolitan area that is 10 times the size of what Oklahoma City is now.
Right. Well, I mean, especially if you're dealing with downtown areas in Dallas, if you live in Dallas County
mm-hmm.
and you get jury duty and you have to go into downtown Dallas for jury.
Yeah.
You get a free train / bus pass that comes with your jury summons. So you don't have to worry about that traffic downtown or parking downtown.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
So there's a lot of options. And I'm just saying that, you know, the idea of doing it from Edmonds to Norman might seem like it's so over the top, but in the larger scale of things, if we're talking about bringing all these jobs into Oklahoma and everything, we could grow into it. And you know, I'm just saying I've seen it work.
Right now, I'm not impressed because I'm not impressed with the downtown streetcar system. But
right.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, Ron, because I've experienced it. 405-608-4377. The other thing about Dallas is that Dallas has a lot of geographical roadblocks. Trinity River is one of them, and the flooding plain for the Trinity River, the lakes. Those have all stopped growth. Well, you have to find a way to get around that. Oklahoma doesn't have any geographical blockage. We don't have a mountain range. We don't have a river. We got the Oklahoma River, but we even had to make that bigger so it would be more impressive. You see what I'm saying? Phoenix is the same way. And even when you look at Denver has a mountain range that's preventing it from growing in a certain direction, but out on the prairie, it's not. So people are still driving in these communities. They're not taking the commuter rails. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had to say earlier today he was talking about how very, very, very soon a major oil pipeline is going to be opening up that will bypass the Strait of Hormuz, and that will make the Strait of Hormuz less vulnerable. The oil will be able to be transferred without having to put them on ships and then be threatened by what's going on in Iran. Cha-ching. We've just gotten rid of the main threat to the main element of the main economy of the world. Now, do you think the market is going to react to that? I do. Hey, it's Lee Matthews, and I know Michael McGuire of McGuire Capital does, too. That's why you need him on your side when it comes to building your wealth. I love how he's built mine. In fact, I'm right now probably making over $1,000 a month thanks to him. Now, I know that's going to go up and that's going to go down, but right now it's going like crazy, and that's why you need to call him, 405-760-5863, 405-760-5863, McGuireCap.com, 6632 Northwest 39th, downtown Bethany, and do so before things change. McGuire Capital in Bethany, here to take care of you.
The best way to stay up to date on the issues that impact your life is to listen to the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com. Mornings, at noon, and on the way home from work. Oklahoma's Talk Radio.
Mike Mazey has a plan to give $1 billion of your tax money to a foreign Muslim government. You work hard to pay your bills, and Mike Mazey wants to line the pockets of foreigners with your tax dollars. Protect your future. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Mike Mazey. Gettner Drummond's plan puts Oklahoma first. Drummond will give much-needed tax relief to Oklahoma seniors, Oklahoma small businesses, and Oklahoma families. And Gettner Drummond will stop the foreign ownership of land and will ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Gettner Drummond, Oklahoma first, always. On August 25th, vote conservative Republican. Vote Gettner Drummond for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Put Oklahoma First, LLC. 210 North Mustang Mall, number 1018. Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064. 405-764-1606.
Hi, this is Dylan Buckingham. As a parent of two boys who have faced life-threatening health challenges, our family knows when your child is sick, everything changes. Suddenly, nothing matters more than finding hope. For our family, that hope came through the care and support made possible by the Children's Health Foundation. They're advancing research, improving treatment, and standing beside families all across Oklahoma. Because every child deserves hope, healing, and a healthy future. Join us at chfkids.com.
When it comes to freedom, size matters. Your 100,000-watt voice of freedom. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla.
There is a hierarchy of oppression. The problem a lot of these rich white kids are having is nobody feels bad for them. So the only way they can score victimhood points is by saying capitalism's bad. We have this oppressive system. It's unfair to us. Ergo, every single one of us is a victim. And that's what we have the Democrat Party catering to. A generation of privileged idiots.
Fox Across America, weeknights at 9 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
Freedom 96.9, night weather forecast, calling for partly cloudy.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
I believe.
Craft. One person injured in a house fire Monday morning in Oklahoma City. First, your national update.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Warner. A new study shows a compound may result in burning fat, but without the muscle loss. And that could mean another way for obese people to lose weight. Michael Kastner reports.
A University of California, Berkeley study shows a compound called TOFA makes the body burn more energy, activates genes that has cells use fat and produce more energy. TOFA improved glucose control and improved signs of fatty liver disease in a study with mice. However, researchers emphasize TOFA has only been tested on animals so far.
As a landmark trial continues today against Meta in a federal court in California, TikTok is now agreeing to pay $400 million to settle a U.S. government lawsuit. Monica Nelson reports.
The suit alleged the company violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. The law requires websites and online services directed at kids to obtain parental consent before collecting personal information from users under 13.
A new analysis of voter registration data finds Democrats have lost ground to Republicans across much of the country over the past decade. Democratic registration shares fell in 93% of the counties studied, while Republican shares increased 77%. The data also shows more voters choosing independent or minority party registration. A special delivery arrived at SeaWorld San Diego over the weekend. Bree Tennis with the details.
Three rescued beluga whales arrived under secrecy Saturday morning. The whales delivered to a holding pool in the Wild Arctic facility by crane after a 12-hour journey from Canada. The transport included special stretchers to accommodate the 1,500-pound whales, multiple animal care experts, and a Qatar Airways cargo plane. The whales are part of 30 stranded at the closed marine land in Canada. There are eight left to be relocated. They will go to SeaWorld San Antonio and an aquarium in Spain.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is...
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just...
It is refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people, people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money, too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Craft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. A person was injured in a house fire early this morning in southwest Oklahoma City near Southwest 15th in Pennsylvania. Firefighters found at least one person needing medical treatment on the scene. Authorities haven't released any additional details about their condition. Fire crews brought the blaze under control, and investigators are now working to determine what caused it. Plans for a large data center near Piedmont continue moving forward as developers explore additional options for the project. Cloverleaf says it hopes to build the facility on roughly 1,000 acres near Piedmont and has now secured rights to purchase more than 300 acres in neighboring Kingfisher County. Residents continue voicing opposition to the development, and the Piedmont City Council will vote tonight on a rezoning request tied to the project. With temperatures topping the triple digits across Oklahoma, schools are taking extra steps to keep student-athletes safe during practices. Coaches say outdoor workouts are being shortened with frequent water breaks and mandatory rest periods built into practice schedules. State Athletic Association rules now require schools to track certain readings and follow heat-related safety protocols. Coaches say the precautions are critical as students return to sports during one of the hottest stretches of the summer. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Before Rick Cook owned a business, he worked for $2 an hour at a gas station in Weatherford. That one gas station became ASAP Energy, creating hundreds of Oklahoma jobs. Rick knows how the real economy works, and when something isn't working, he fixes it. Cut waste, lower property taxes, make our communities safer. That's conservative leadership that gets results. On August 25th, vote Rick Cook for State Senate. Authorizing paid for by Friends of Rick Cook 2026.
Secretary of Treasury Scott Bissen has declared an economic D-Day on Iran. What does that mean for them and the rest of the world economy? As the drive continues in 30 seconds, I'm Lee Matthews, Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Freedom
weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun, reaching a high of 100. Tomorrow night will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. By Wednesday, get ready for very warm weather with intervals of clouds and sun as temperatures climb to a high of 96. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
At the new 96.9, we're letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. That means you'll hear us from Ponca City to Hinton, from Stillwater to Tuttle, and from Blanchard to Perry. More power means more towns in Oklahoma stay informed about the issues that shape us here at home and from around the globe. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9. It's time to talk about what happened while you were at work today. This is The Drive with Lee Matthews.
Resetting the scene, went over my ballot and how I plan on voting tomorrow. I have changed my mind about one of the state questions. And that state question is 844. Let's see. Let's just take it from the top here. Governor, I'm going with Mike Mazie. Superintendent of Public Education, I'm going with Dr. James Taylor. Labor Commissioner, I'm going with Kevin West. My reasoning there being I want somebody who has owned and operated a business for an extended amount of time. Insurance Commissioner Marty Quinn, he's convinced me that he would serve the people of Oklahoma and that he would keep from happening what is happening now with State Farm and Allstate and these others, which, by the way, I'll get into a little later on because we now have more documentation that came out of that lawsuit. And State Farm was not being a very good neighbor. County Commissioner, District 3. I live in District 3 for Oklahoma City County, so I'm going with Jessica Clayton. She's been a county manager for a long time. She knows how to get things done through the county government. Wants to get rid of this mess we're calling the county jail and get that fixed, so I'm all for that. State Question 846, which will codify having to show your ID to vote in our state constitution. I'm all for that. State question 844 is a little more complicated. I had to do some reading on it, and once I did, I changed my mind. Initially, I was, okay, anything the legislature can control will be a good thing. But basically what it'll do is it'll take property tax money, and it will socialize it. It will give the legislature the power to take property tax money that might be coming from a lucrative county and use it in a non-lucrative county. Now, the argument is, well, if we're going to improve education, we need to do it across the board. We can't just do it for the rich counties and not the poor counties. But then the capitalist part of me, the part of me that encourages economic development says, okay, well, what if a county, a rural county, let's say Grant County, Oklahoma, they got a lot of property that is not being used. They want a data center. That data center then becomes a part of Manchester. Okay, well, then that data center is built upon property that is now zoned for business, not for residential. So it's paying property taxes like a business would pay. I know it goes to the state, but the state is then supposed to reallocate that money back to the county from which it came. And then Manchester and Grant County would be able to improve their schools with that extra money, pay their teachers, improve their infrastructure. If you vote yes on 844 and it passes, that power could be taken away from a Grant County and all the money go to Tulsa County or go to an Oklahoma City County.
Because all their schools are just, they just need more money over there and they don't have any data centers.
And that would be another reason why I'd be shaking my fingers saying, you see? No, I don't believe data centers should be forced upon the people. And I even read a national article earlier today about how we got to keep that from happening and how crappy a job some of these developers have done selling the data center idea. So I'm voting no on State Question 844. I think if a county decides to expand its economic development, whether that be a data center or wind farm, whatever it may be, an aluminum smelter, whatever it may be, they should then reap the benefits of that. It shouldn't go into a general fund, and it shouldn't go into the hands of the legislature. Now, we had a call earlier today. I thought it was a good argument. You know, there are more legislators who represent rural districts and rural parts of the state than there are inner city. And I said, yeah, that's right. And they will always outvote the inner city. So if they did come into, but still, there's that danger that it would be socialized. It may not go to Oklahoma City, but maybe it would go to another rural county that didn't necessarily earn it. And then there's the other argument that if these counties are going to, or these cities or these municipalities are going to open themselves up for that economic development, they should then enjoy the benefits of that economic development because they will need it to keep the infrastructure going to support the economic development. 405-608-4377. The organization that wants to build a commuter rail from Edmond to Norman through Oklahoma City is moving forward with securing grant money from the feds. The idea is not that, okay, let's get this money so that we can force this down people's throats. The idea is let's get this money secured so that when we put the rest of the money we will need up for a vote, we've got our ducks in a row. I don't think that there will be a particular interest in raising sales taxes in Edmond or in Norman. But that's just me. Nor do I see a need at this point for any kind of commuter rail in the Oklahoma City Metro, because I just don't see the population's not big enough. It's not growing fast enough. And there's always an alternate route. Now, that said, pick your poison. You want a commuter rail? Then let's shut down all the turnpikes. I mean, not shut down what we've already built, but then let's halt the expansion of turnpikes. Because if the idea is to ease traffic, well, wouldn't that do the job? 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And anything else you want to bring to the topic buffet, I am Lee Matthews, and you can also email me, lmatthews@freedom969.com. Hi, you are on the air. What is your name?
It's Steve.
Hi, Steve, and you are where?
Almost to Asher.
All right, good to hear from you, sir.
All right. I had several things.
Okay.
You got a bunch going on tonight.
Yeah.
I think the money should go to the local economy.
Yeah.
They're the ones making the sacrifice and suffering with the noise and the light pollution and what have you, extra traffic, more people moving there. So it should stay there and not be sent, you know, filtered across the state, diluted where it isn't going to help anybody.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, I see what you're saying about bypassing the strait by building the pipeline. But you still got to remember that Iran is financing all these little ankle biters that are going to try to bomb that and terrorize us for that.
Yes.
So at least they won't be sinking ships, but I'm sure they're going to try to make it leak.
Well, but it won't be general commerce, because I mean, right now it's not just oil going through the Strait of Hormuz. It's oil, it's bauxite, it's aluminum, it's all kinds of other goods, and they won't be as inclined. I mean, if they want to mess with a pipeline, that's one thing. But I have no doubt they will, because they want the economic, the world economy to not do well. And if the world economy doesn't do well, then Trump doesn't do well. And if Trump doesn't do well, then they feel as though they've got a victory.
Yeah. The other thing, I'm wondering, since he was grandstanding on it and criticizing Stitt for getting this woman out on parole that almost killed the girl for the third drunk driving.
Yeah.
Why didn't he step in and tell the parole board, hey, this is wrong, you need to rescind this and put her back in prison? He didn't do that.
No.
So how serious is he? Is he just being a politician and acting outraged? Or is he going to do something about it? And that's why I have no use for that guy. And I'm
well,
with you.
I think he is feigning the outrage. I think he's doing an old friend, maybe contributor, a favor. He's a lame duck. He knows he can do it without there being any repercussions. He's got a limited time. The only thing I'm disagreeing with him about is he probably should have done that in the last waning days of his governorship. He shouldn't have done it in the middle of where he could get criticism for the next 6 months. So,
but I don't know why Drummond didn't step in and say, hey, Governor, you're screwing up here.
That is another very good question. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
No, Steve, all excellent topics. Excellent topics that I bet a lot of people hadn't thought about. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Joe writes, Lee, whether it's horse racing, parimutuel betting, they were all supposed to make Oklahoma money. The lottery was supposed to make our schools better. The casinos were supposed to improve life in the rural parts of the state. Legalized marijuana was supposed to be a cash windfall for us. What's going to be different with the taxes collected from data centers? Never-ending spending is the problem. And if a data center is that good a neighbor, stick one in South Oklahoma City. Maybe so, Joe. Hi, you are on the air with Lee Matthews. What's your name?
Hey, Lee, Dave and Stroud.
Hello, Dave. Good to hear from you, sir.
Hey, the smelter, you know, let me say a few things, and I want your opinion. You know, I hear these pros and cons, and trust me, I'm not a shill for these people. I'm not promoting these people. But anytime we can get a business in Oklahoma, and I'm not saying sell our soul either, but trust me, they'll go to Texas in a heartbeat or anywhere else. Now, my concern is, if everybody's so environmentally against it, don't we have the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ, and the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency? And I know that anything that pollutes in the air, there are what's called scrubbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the coal plants have to use here in Oklahoma. It basically, it's a big filter.
Yeah.
And, you know, anytime a foreign investor, or really I'm going to say any investor, wants to bring something here, you know, Oklahoma's great at running business off. All they have to do is tax it to death.
Yeah.
It's just slap more taxes on it and away it'll go. So I want to hear your top three good about it and top three negative about it, because in the 21st century, it just seems like we have so much protection. You know, if this was like 1969, yeah, I'd be a little worried and concerned, you know, about what might go in the air and into the environment and everything. But again, I'm not that knowledgeable. So I just want to hear your opinion. I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
thanks, Lee.
You got it, David, and you don't have to hang up, but let me go ahead and just start right away. Okay, I see more good than I see bad. Number one, the property that they want to utilize is already owned by the federal government. It was allocated for industrial use by the federal government back when they were talking about building a nuclear power plant, which, of course, everybody panicked when that stupid movie came out and said, we can't have nuclear anymore. So there was a chance there for a while that Oklahoma, you don't want coal? Well, there was a chance we wouldn't have needed coal if we had a nuclear power plant. So the property is there. It's right on the Kerr-McGee Waterway where it can send and receive product on barges, which is safer than on the highway. It will take bauxite from Arkansas, just down the Arkansas River, and smelt it into aluminum. The United States needs a source where we're making aluminum again, or we're not going to move forward when it comes to technology and self-defense. The smelters of today are not like they were in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. It's not going to turn into another Pitcher, Oklahoma site. And if you doubt me, just go and look at the steel smelter that is going on right now in Durant, Oklahoma, and has been for the past 5 or 10 years. It's not polluting. It's not killing cattle. It's not preventing ranchers and farmers from doing what they need to do. And it's employing most of the town of Durant. So there's all the good things right then and there. The bad things. Well, I hate to say it because I've witnessed it. A lot of the people of Inola moved to Inola because they wanted to get out of the big city. They wanted to be able to buy a lot of property where they could build a nice big house and maybe even have a toy shed for their motorhome and become a bedroom community to Tulsa. That way, if they needed something, they could just scurry into Tulsa and scurry on back. Many of these bedroom communities do not want to grow. They like being small. They like being quaint. They don't want big industry coming into their little town and making it a bigger town. They don't want apartment complexes popping up all over the place. They don't want more neighborhoods popping up all over the place to accommodate the workers. So, to answer your question, Dave, and your query, I see more good with it than I see bad. And the bad I see is simply small thinking, unrealistic thinking. The little town that I grew up in South Louisiana, thought that the oil industry was going to be there forever. And everything that supported the oil industry was going to be there forever. And it was close to an inlet to a port. So there was a port there where they were going to build all of these offshore oil rigs, and they were going to be able to go offshore and... And then that started a whole chain of, well, then the bottom fell out of the oil industry. And every other industry that offered to come into town was quickly put to bed because, well, the oil industry didn't last, so we're not going to let any other industry come in here and do the same thing. And that little town went from being a town of about 60 to 80,000 people back in the 80s and 90s, now it's less than 30,000. Nobody wants to live there because it's not close to anything that anybody wants. A nice big grocery store, a nice big school, a nice big entertainment district. Nobody wants to live there because there aren't any services nearby. Everybody has to go into the bigger city, like Tulsa, to get things done. If you don't step out of your comfort zone, just a little, I'm not talking about a lot, just a little, you're not going to grow. And the people of Oklahoma City should know. The people of Oklahoma should know that because we've seen that too with the oil industry. Here now is an industry that's coming in that will basically do what we say. The data center industry will basically do what we say. Oh, we can't do that. And this aluminum smelter is a deal that's being set up with Trump and through United Arab Emirates. And yeah, they own it. They own most of the company. But this is part of the agreement that is causing peace in the Middle East. And Oklahoma's saying we don't want any of that. And you're right, Dave. They'll go to Kansas. They'll go to Texas. I saw it happen down on the Gulf Coast. Oh, you don't want it? Okay, well, we'll go over here to Houston. We'll go over here to Baton Rouge. I bet they want us. And they did. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377, on Freedom 96.9. It's Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Did you hear the interview my good friend Scott McCollum did with both of the candidates for the insurance commissioner on the Republican side? We vote on that tomorrow. And whereas you might think, oh, insurance company's not that important, it's more and more important than it's ever been, especially with the monkey business that's been going on in the insurance industry. We're reading and hearing more and more about it each and every day. The insurance companies aren't trying to insure you. They're trying to bilk you for everything they got. And that's why McRoof is here. McRoof and Scott McCollum of McRoof to bring you the information and then also fortify not only your roof, but you when it comes to dealing with those insurance companies. And they'll do so with one phone call, 405-877-7663. 40 years in Oklahoma, and they have never let anybody down. They're powered by McRoof RX. Call 405-877-7663. I know we haven't had any questionable weather lately other than heat. Either way, this is the time to call and get an inspection before there is any more bad weather coming your way and the insurance company starts its monkey business. 405-877-7663, McRoof.us. Saving lives, protecting property by fortifying Oklahoma and you, one roof at a time.
Knowledge is power. Combine that with 100,000 watts of power, and you've got the most important talk station in Oklahoma. We're the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
Gentner Drummond, a profile in cowardice, cutting a deal with the ACLU to not enforce Oklahoma's ban on child sex changes, signing a binding agreement allowing gender mutilation of kids to continue. Drummond allied with woke radicals who hate our values, betraying Oklahoma families, like when he fought a Christian charter school seeking fair treatment, siding with the American atheist to carry water for godless liberals. Gentner Drummond, too weak, wrong for Oklahoma. Mike Mazey is the trusted conservative who fights for us. Guided by deep Christian faith, Mazey will never cave to the woke trans agenda, and he'll ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Endorsed by President Trump, conservative Mike Mazey for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by School Freedom Fund Oklahoma, 2001 L Street Northwest, Suite 600, Washington, D.C., 20036, 202-955-5500.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
Set a button and tell all your friends. Like us on Facebook and tell the world about this station in Oklahoma letting freedom ring with 100,000 watts of power. The new Freedom 96.9 at freedom969.com.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
I've been saying this since the early aughts when I was criticizing things like No Child Left Behind and TARP, all problems caused by big government. If you have problems that are caused by big government, you don't create more government to fix the problems that more government was created to deal with and then made it worse.
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and freedom969.com.
We shouldn't be giving water to something else when we need water for life and we need water for our livestock. We're an agricultural town, not an industrial town.
That is Allie Taylor, one of the citizens of Piedmont. The Piedmont City Council is voting, probably as we speak, whether or not they are going to put it to a vote of the people I think they're going to put it to a vote of the people. They really don't have much of a choice there. President Donald Trump has vowed to target Iran's economy with an unprecedented wave of sanctions this week. We'll get into that coming up on Freedom 96.9. Putin is threatening more troops in Ukraine. Where is he going to get them? North Korea? And the ones he's getting are not getting the job done. Trump's also trying to keep beef prices down, and that is not making the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association very happy. So we'll get into all of that coming up, and your thoughts at Freedom 96.9, 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377.
USA Radio News, I'm Anthony Lucero. The United States is launching a broad economic campaign against Iran, targeting financial networks in five key sectors: digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping.
Our objective is to sever every economic lifeline that sustains this tyrannical regime until Tehran stands alone.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says we're also sanctioning more than 60 entities, individuals, and vessels tied to Iran. Former NBA center Enes Kanter-Freedom was ejected from Sunday's WNBA game between the Indiana Fever and Chicago Sky following a heated exchange with Sky guard Natasha Cloud. Freedom was seated courtside when Cloud confronted him during the third quarter. The Fever won 113-90, eliminating Chicago from the playoff contention.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones gained 140 points, the S&P lost 21, and the NASDAQ fell by 200. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant, and her name is Sherry.
Hello.
She's a friend of mine whom we were just praying for because of a surgery she just went through.
Yes, and I am very happy about something you actually talk about all the time, which is
MediShare.
That is right.
Yeah. So what was your experience like with MediShare and the healthcare bills?
Honestly, Brant, seamless. And what a blessing that is when you're already nervous about a health issue, which I was.
Yeah.
Members shared my expenses. There were zero problems. And let me tell you, having people pray with you when you call in with your need, that is just
refreshing.
Yes, that's what it is.
But yeah. I keep telling people love MediShare, and they love saving tons of money too. The typical family can save $500 a month.
I am very thankful for MediShare. It is so different, and I mean different in a very, very good way.
Good different. Call now. They're easy to talk to, and you can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by ICS Concrete Coatings. Transform your concrete from ordinary to extraordinary. Visit icsconcretecoatings.com. A person was injured in a house fire early this morning in southwest Oklahoma City near Southwest 15th in Pennsylvania. Firefighters found at least one person needing medical treatment on the scene. Authorities haven't released any additional details about their condition. Fire crews brought the blaze under control, and investigators are now working to determine what caused it. Plans for a large data center near Piedmont continue moving forward as developers explore additional options for the project. Cloverleaf says it hopes to build the facility on roughly 1,000 acres near Piedmont and has now secured rights to purchase more than 300 acres in neighboring Kingfisher County. Residents continue voicing opposition to the development, and the Piedmont City Council will vote tonight on a rezoning request tied to the project. With temperatures topping the triple digits across Oklahoma, schools are taking extra steps to keep student-athletes safe during practices. Coaches say outdoor workouts are being shortened with frequent water breaks and mandatory rest periods built into practice schedules. State Athletic Association rules now require schools to track certain readings and follow heat-related safety protocols. Coaches say the precautions are critical as students return to sports during one of the hottest stretches of the summer. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Lovely wife had to go down to the DFW Metro over the weekend. Her sister, once again, having back surgery, and then the rehab that goes along with that, maybe skilled nursing facility, and even after that, maybe even assisted living. We don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. The good news is that she signed up for Medicare at the right time, when it was just right for her. And what is that time? About 3 months inside of your birthday. If you were born in 1961, you're eligible, and you're probably getting a lot of phone calls and emails and texts anyway. So rather than be confused, you be proactive about it and call the Well-Preserved Advisory Group, 405-848-5790, 405-848-5790. They'll walk you through the process, and they will also come up with a plan that works for you, so there will be no worries. Again, call the team at the Well Preserved Advisory Group. 405-848-5790. Like my sister-in-law, I mean, I'm not there yet, but it's coming soon. You'll be taken care of, courtesy of the Well Preserved Advisory Group.
Mike Mazie has a problem. When Oklahoman needs him, he goes missing. As a state senator, Mazie missed 77% of his votes. On the police pension board, Mazie missed 75% of the meetings. And now, a smelter owned by a Muslim monarchy threatens Oklahoma land, water, and our way of life. Gittner Drummond is fighting to stop it. Mike Mazie, flip-flopped, sold us out, missing again.
Now is not the time for weakness. Mike Mazie has shown he can be pushed around. I've been a fighter my entire life. And while Mike Mazie has lied about his record and his plans, I've given you something different. Honest, serious, sober leadership. You may not always agree with me, but you can know I'll tell you the truth. I'm Gettner Drummond. Oklahoma deserves a governor you can trust will fight for you. I ask for your vote on August 25th. Authorized and paid for by Friends of Gettner Drummond, 2026.
Don't settle for less. Visit H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma City's firearms superstore. I'm Lee Matthews. With more than 4,000 new and used firearms in stock, H&H has one of the largest selections you'll find anywhere, featuring Springfield Armory, Glock, Walther, and more. Not sure what's right for you? Try before you buy. H&H has more than 100 different firearms available for rent on the range. So when you're looking for selection, value, and the ultimate shooting experience, head to H&H Shooting Sports, Oklahoma's headquarters for guns and gear, just off I-40 and Meridian.
Newly released documents from the lawsuit against State Farm have been released. What do they say? And are they as bad as everybody thinks they are? On The Drive, which continues in 30 seconds on Freedom 96.9, I am Lee Matthews with The Drive.
Freedom
Weather.
Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 74. Tomorrow will be hot with a mix of clouds and sun reaching a high of 100. Tomorrow night will bring mostly cloudy conditions with a chance of a thunderstorm and a low of 75. By Wednesday, get ready for very warm weather with intervals of clouds and sun as temperatures climb to a high of 96 with your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.
Secondary sanctions are a very powerful tool. If people do not want to meet our expectations, then we expect, and they should expect, that they should will leave the dollar system.
Freedom 96.9, it's Lee Matthews. That was Treasury Secretary Scott Bissett earlier today. President Trump has vowed to target Iran's economy with unprecedented waves of sanctions, and he announced that the sanctions begin today, hopefully to retaliate in a seismic manner to any sanctions that will consider the country supporting sanctions to becoming an act of war. That's what Iran says. Right, we'd like to see that. Treasury Secretary Scott Bitton said that the new sanctions imposed on Iran target the country's five most vital lifelines financially: digital assets, technology, gold, aviation, and shipping. The measures broaden the secondary sanctions risk for anyone foolish enough to continue conducting business with the regime. They, too, will be removed from the dollar. So that's what they're doing. They're basically saying, you can't trade with the American dollar. And nobody can trade with you with the American dollar. So we're going to suffocate them is what we're going to do. Economic asphyxiation, he said. We'll see if it works. We've tried it before, but we'll see if it works. 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. Roger said, Lee, in response to your caller Friday, who was asserting that your station was not legally identifying itself in violation of FCC rules, I hear that your call letters, KQOB, all the time at the top of the hour. I'm not sure what the guy is listening to, but he might want to turn his radio on before picking a fight with you. KQOB, Enid, Oklahoma City, Freedom 96.9. There you go. Lee, keep doing what you're doing, and don't let the complainers get under your skin. Well, Roger, I don't. That guy's name was R.L., and I have a hunch that R.L. is what I refer to as a coal miner.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoops, about to slip down.
A coal miner is someone who listens to your program.
God, I'm so tired.
Very intently.
How long can this go on?
Trying to find something that you screw up. And then they try to make a case out of it. Now, a coal miner can be, usually it's somebody who is on the left or at least leaning left. And so I used to have a coal miner on this program that would always call up and would pick on Donald Trump. Well, did you know that Donald Trump has never had a job in his life and he's never owned a house and he's never... I said he's owned a lot of houses. He's had plenty of jobs. Not 9-to-5 jobs, not labor force jobs, but investment force jobs. And finally, I said, you're down in that coal mine of conspiracy, desperately trying to find something.
I'm working in a coal mine, down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to slip.
And that's what I think this guy R.L. was looking for. He basically called on Friday and said, well, Lee, you know, you're pretty critical of other radio stations not fulfilling their licensed obligations with the FCC. Well, you're not fulfilling your obligation. And I said, what are you talking about? You're supposed to identify your stations, call letters, and city of license every hour. And I said, we do, at the top of the hour. No, you say it's Freedom 96.9. You don't say it's KQOB. And I said, we say that it's both. You haven't been paying attention. Oh, no, I listen. I listen all the time. I listen all the time. And that's how I know you suck, because I listen all the time and you suck. And so that's what it become. Here is what he's talking about. Do we have what he's talking about? Yeah.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
No, not
Freedom local coverage starts now.
Not that. That's the bottom of the hour.
KQOP in Oklahoma City. Freedom Talk and News.
There it was. The call letters, the city of license. Beyond that, the FCC doesn't care what we say. They don't care if we call ourselves Zigafoos Radio or whatever it might be, RL Radio. So that's what I think what was going on, Roger. Let me see here. Let's move on because I wanted to get to this. Russia is likely to be mobilizing another 300,000 troops this year, according to Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky. He's trying to complete the capture of the long-coveted region of eastern Ukraine. In a wide-ranging remark released on Sunday, Zelensky said he expected that the Russians would end the year occupying the same amount of Ukrainian territory as the beginning of the year, despite the enormous loss of manpower. Russia has lost 267,000 people since the start of the year, including around 155 killed to date. The figure is impossible to confirm, but it's also in line with estimates by Western officials. Russian parliamentary elections are taking place next month, and there's been speculation that there'll be a fresh mobilization despite a 2022 draft triggering protest and an exodus of young men. Zelensky said he believed that Putin would deploy around 300,000 newly mobilized troops, depending on the situation, in the east of the country. And he said the generals will complete the occupation of Donetsk by the end of the year. They'll lose 300,000 of these newly mobilized Russians, and that the Ukrainians will wipe them out, Zelensky said. Ukrainian units are defending about 20% of Donetsk, including a belt of strategic industrial towns, Slovenyak and Kramatorsk. Zelensky said it's impossible for the Russians to complete the capture of the Donetsk region. He suggested the Russians are also attempting an incursion into the northern part of Ukraine regions of Kharkiv and Sumy. They don't yet have the troops in Bryansk, in that region, which borders northern Ukraine, but he says the military equipment can be seen along the borders with the Russian Federation. Air defenses, Zelensky contrasted the number of Patriot missiles supplied in 2023, which is 675, with the forecast number of 264 this year. So that he doesn't answer my question. If the Russians can come up with 300,000 people, where are they going to come up with them if they've lost so many? And if all Russia wants to do is take the Donetsk region and then call it a draw, how come they haven't done it yet? The answer is simple. They haven't been able to do it because Zelensky has so many allies in the form of NATO and in the form of the United States. And when offered a deal, Putin wouldn't take it. Putin is using the same reasoning that Hitler used back in World War II when Hitler wanted to occupy what was called the Sudetenland. The Sudetenland was a portion of Czechoslovakia where most of the people identified as German, spoke German, and the culture of Germany was there. And that was what Hitler's excuse was to take it over. And he wanted to take it over without there being a lot of bloodshed because he wanted to save his ammunition for later. So that was the famous conference between Hitler and then Prime Minister Lord Chamberlain of Great Britain, where Chamberlain made Hitler sign an agreement, okay, if we give you the Sudetenland and say nothing about it, will you promise to never, ever attack Britain? And Hitler signed it, suspiciously quickly, but he signed it, and of course, ignored it. Putin's using the same, he's using the same reasoning. Donetsk is largely and culturally Russian, not Ukrainian. Now, I've met a lot of Ukrainian people. I love them. They're great people. I'm not going to sit here and insult them on the air by saying, what is the difference in the culture? I can't imagine there being that much difference. It would be like saying, what's the difference in the culture between Canada and the United States? There's some, but not a lot. No, there's some, but not a lot. Maybe the metric system? I don't know. So that was Putin's excuse. I'm going to take Donetsk away from Ukraine because I don't want Ukraine to become a member of NATO. And then all of a sudden, I am at a border with my world enemy. Now, here's what's happened in the meantime. In the meantime, he's depleted all of his military reserves. He hasn't been able to rebuild his reserves. He's lost a lot of face worldwide. He's had to bow down to North Korea to get supplies and men who weren't very good fighters because they weren't fighting for Russia. They didn't care about Russia. They barely cared about North Korea. The Chinese don't want to get involved because they've got too many trade deals already involved with the United States that they know would be in jeopardy. Meanwhile, people have been leaving Russia left and right. They've been going to Finland. They've been going to Sweden because they don't want to fight Ukraine. They don't have this idiotic world domination delusion that Putin has. Eventually, Putin's either going to die or be overthrown. The only question remains is what will the next set of bullies look like? Who will they be? That's how he has secured his position as president of Russia. He's given all of his buddies very, 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 very lucrative positions in the government, whether that's minister of electricity to his buddy who is the head of Russian Electric, whether that's minister of defense, minister, whatever it might be. And they've all gotten very rich on the backs of the average Russian citizen. And they don't want to let go of power. So they're going to keep Putin in power as long as they can till he dies. Anyway, that's a question that's not going to be answered today, and it's not going to be answered tomorrow. I just wanted to give you the latest on that. On Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association doesn't like Trump trying to keep beef prices down. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is pushing back on President Trump's plan to allow more imported ground beef into the United States without higher tariffs for the next 90 days. Now, I don't know if that means Mexican or Canadian or both. Trump says the move will lower beef prices for consumers, but Oklahoma cattle producers say it adds uncertainty as ranchers face drought, rising costs, and decisions that could shape whether the nation's historically low cattle herd can rebuild. Trump announced on Friday he will allow up to 300,000 metric tons of ground beef product to enter without out-of-quota tariffs. He said the imported beef will be sold at 25% below current market prices. Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association called the policy extremely bad for producers. Late summer, early fall is a critical time when producers are making major decisions about heifer retention, forage and feed resources, and calf marketing, said the group. Those decisions will determine whether America can begin rebuilding its cattle herd, which, by the way, has been depleted due to drought and due to a lot of the North American Free Trade Agreement, because we were importing a lot more beef than we were exporting. Trump said the tariff waiver will help working families while giving ranchers room to rebuild the nation's cattle supply. I think that's really all Trump is worried about, is keeping prices low, especially as we head into the midterm elections. Once those are gone, he won't care. I was looking at beef prices this weekend. Yes, they are high. But I also have been looking at beef prices from some of these local ranchers. And their prices aren't any lower, but the beef is better quality. You get more for pay for, and you're supporting a local beef farm. 405-608-4377. There's a bunch of things that happened. There's drought. That happened. People, I only want corn-fed, or I only want grass-fed beef, and that kind of thing. I just want it to be tender and juicy and delicious. That's all I care about. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377 on Freedom 96.9. And if you didn't see it, a former Thunder NBA player is trying to protect women's sports. How he went about it, coming up on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Don't get me wrong, I'm still a nut for classic cars. I just love them, love looking at them, love looking at the craftsmanship and how simple many of them were. And about the time I think to myself, man, wouldn't it be great to own something like this to drive on weekends, I remember, oh, no air conditioning. Oh, no power brakes. Oh, no power steering. Oh, no dual air conditioning. And so on and so on and so forth. That's why I love the new technology we have in our vehicles today. And the family-oriented business of the Frontier Auto Group can show you all of the newest innovations in Chevrolet, whether Dodge, Ram, Jeep, Chrysler. Is that all of them? They cover a lot. They cover a lot. They got a big selection, and they can have whatever make, model, color, and features you want on the lot within 24 hours for you to have a look at. Then, when it comes time to check the check engine light or the low tire pressure light or all the other new ways your car can talk to you and tell you what's wrong, they'll be there to do so for you during their regularly scheduled service visits. Frontier Auto Group, 405-262-3355, frontiermotor.net, Canadian County's number one auto dealer. They'll be yours too. Frontier Auto Group in El Reno.
It's a double celebration of freedom. The American spirit meets the open road in 2026. We honor 250 years of our nation and 100 years of Route 66. Your voice for freedom is right here. Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
Mike Mazey has a plan to give $1 billion of your tax money to a foreign Muslim government. You work hard to pay your bills, and Mike Mazey wants to line the pockets of foreigners with your tax dollars. Protect your future. Protect your wallet. Vote no on Mike Mazey. Gettner Drummond's plan puts Oklahoma first. Drummond will give much-needed tax relief to Oklahoma seniors, Oklahoma small businesses, and Oklahoma families. And Gettner Drummond will stop the foreign ownership of land and will ban Sharia law in Oklahoma. Gettner Drummond, Oklahoma first, always. On August 25th, vote conservative Republican. Vote Gettner Drummond for governor. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Authorized and paid for by Put Oklahoma First LLC. 210 North Mustang Mall, number 1018. Mustang, Oklahoma, 73064. 405-764-1606.
McRoof.us reminds you there are two guarantees. Roofs will never be less expensive than they are today, and every year that goes by will cost you more of your money to replace your roof due to higher deductibles, more restrictive coverage, and policy exclusions. I'm Lee Matthews reminding you that's why you need to trust your roof to a roofer that has been in Oklahoma for over 40 years. McRoof.us. Call today and get your free inspection and be ready when the insurance company starts their nonsense. 405-877-7663.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio, the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Even though it was just a couple of years ago, it shows you how the country where we're at right now. Now people understand that criminals got to go to prison. And that's why that mayor over in San Francisco has been so effective. That's why the mayor in D.C. working with the president has been so effective. That's why crime is going down in most places across the country. But then if you listen to Abdul El Sayed, his past comments are impossible to justify.
The Brian Kilmeade Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. on the new Freedom 96.9.
We use a closed loop system. It's not exactly like an air conditioner, but it's like that in that you keep things cool without constantly pouring water into the system.
And that is David Barry, who is the CEO of Cloverleaf, the organization that wants to build the data center in Piedmont. No word yet as to how that vote is going. The vote that Piedmont would be taking today would be whether or not to send it to a vote of the people or not. I'm thinking they're not going to have a choice but to send it to a vote of the people, which I think will then fail. 405-608-4377. Cloverleaf, in the meantime, has said that they have already secured property in the Kingfisher area. So what may be Piedmont's loss may be Kingfisher's gain. Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9, Oklahoma's talk radio. RL says, Lee, earlier in the program, your listener probably thinks Freedom 96.9 is your station identifier. You also said that I may have been listening to your program through an app. I was listening through my car radio. After quoting the listener, you incorrectly said that you had just given the station identifier out since my call. RL, once again, you weren't listening, because I did. I'm not sure that you did not tell the truth. As I listened very carefully and continued to do so until I lost your signal just south of Prattville, Oklahoma. RL, all I can say is you are deep down in that conspiracy coal mine looking for something that isn't there. All right. And I'm led to believe that maybe RL is an amateur radio operator. And I hate to tell you this, RL, some of the rules for amateur radio are not the same as the professional. So anyway, I'm not going to argue it any further because I can hear my radio audience getting bored. Lee Matthews on the drive on Freedom 96.9. I don't know if you saw this. Former NBA and Thunder center Enes Kanter Freedom was ejected Sunday night in the Indiana-Chicago WNBA game. He was confronted by Sky Guard Natasha Cloud late in the third quarter. He was sitting alongside the baseline, had on a black T-shirt that read, woman, noun, adult, human, female. The Fever called for a timeout. Cloud scored with 1:22 left in the third. Cloud then did a chest bump with a teammate before turning around and walking in Cantor's direction. She started yelling at Cantor as she approached him. And a standing Cantor held his arms out and took one step onto the court as security and a handful of Sky players moved in between the two. Freedom stopped near the basket to plead his case to security and was escorted from the court area. He spun around while holding his shirt out and encouraged the crowd to respond as he walked towards the front lobby. If you didn't know, Enes Kanter has vowed that since the WNBA doesn't seem to know the difference between a man and a woman, then that makes him, Kanter, eligible for the WNBA and that he was going to try out for the WNBA. Now, of course, he's doing this as a publicity stunt, and I cheer him on because these professional athletic corporations are, they've got a, they're not, they refuse to acknowledge the difference because they're afraid of getting sued. And they've got to stop being afraid of being sued because what they are doing makes absolutely no sense. And people like Cantor are willing to go all the way to push that issue and make them. And I don't blame them. Joe Pags is coming up next on Freedom 96.9. Lee Matthews and The Drive. Tomorrow we'll talk about the election.
Say goodbye.
Good night, ladies.
Goodbye.